want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
CNN thanks you for making us America's most watched cable news network.
Let's take a caller from California. Please go ahead with your question.
Wolf Blitzer, pleasure to speak with you. Is it a fact that if we released this top secret information, we'd have to release the information about Don and Mike not being on in New York? Is that a fact?
I think we have a weird caller, but that's all right. Let's talk a little bit about Zacharias Moussaoui.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Buck. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Did you wash your ass today? Did you wash your ass today?
Wait, what does that mean exactly?
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their apprentice in around 6 months or so. If you get hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You'll reinstate it for free.
What you do? Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
So find Sabian.
We're the stars of this piece of shit.
Now get me Sabian!
Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
And the way Hansel combs his hair?
Well, like, he doesn't. It's like, excrete me, but have you ever heard of styling gel?
I'm sure Hansel's heard of styling gel. He's a male model.
And first, to Brent, I was making a joke.
First, to make it.
Duh, okay.
I knew that.
Earth to Brent, I'm not too sure you did, because you were all, well, I'm sure he's heard of styling gel. Like, you didn't know it was a joke.
I knew it was a joke, Mikas. I just didn't get it right away.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Donovan back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Joe Artinger. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles did not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Artinger's fault.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
I'm myself, and I know myself isn't no criminal. I know myself don't have to do something petty as go to somebody's house and break in their house and all this. You know, you got witnesses, you got people that says they didn't need and break in and all this, but then nobody ain't saying that no mind. Everybody wants a dirt.
I'll drink to that.
Well, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
I'll drink to that.
I hope I've done justice in presenting what I think is rewarding about emergency medicine. Now, with the time we have left, does anybody have any questions?
Do people really come into the ER with foreign objects stuck in their rectums?
I don't think that's the kind of information people are here for.
I wouldn't mind hearing.
Come on.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes it happens. What's the weirdest thing you ever took out of somebody's rectum? Bowling trophy.
Hi. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know Goodfellow Book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no.
Not only was it Rob and a bowling trophy, it was all these guys.
Yeah, they're all up there.
Yeah.
I hate them.
They're on his bowling team. They love to strike, although they make a difference.
It looks like an act.
Yeah,
kind of.
Right. True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Rob, your discretion is
alive. Oh, sorry, Robbie.
Rob,
okay. Play it as much as you like. I love hearing it. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Officer Edward Mahoney and all the ships at sea. Here to broadcast to you, despite the fact that Tom Gavin is on vacation, Sweaty Tom, swimming at night.
Yep. Yeah.
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Hi, thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Tuesday. July 15th. You know the deal with the stations. If you're listening to us right now, you can call us from anywhere in America, whether we read the call letters or not. 877-365-3636. If you're listening to us in Canada, you can call 800-636-1067. In Washington, D.C., your hotline is always 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. Hi. Of course, we start the show every day with so many questions.
Is anyone listening?
Well, I think people are listening.
Hey, what happened?
Shut up.
Shut up.
Okay.
Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
That's tighter than a nun.
Tighter than a nunny's cunny.
Man, I am fascinated by your shirt today.
I've worn it before.
It's Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. I got it when we were down in Orlando.
Golf I shirt. Got it. All right.
But it's not the Spider-Man Hawaiian shirt.
No.
It's a golf shirt that has...
It almost looks like it could be a law enforcement logo.
The crazy... Well, he is, Mike, in many ways, Spider-Man is a law enforcement guy.
Yeah, and he's got radioactive blood.
Very strong.
Your friendly neighborhood... Spider-Man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hello, my friend.
Love the show, first off.
First call of a new day.
Yes.
Now, remember, in that little handbook we read yesterday...
Most important call of the day.
Right here, it's you. You're the most important call that we're going to get today. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Merkezan, Wisconsin right now. I'm working, but we had an awesome lightning storm come through last night, and I saw a cat get fried, just like you saw the deer get blasted the other day.
Wow. All right, that's a good start.
That is a good start.
God needed a kitty.
A good start from Wisconsin now.
So the cat didn't make it?
Well, there was enough lightning in the sky that it was just like a strobe light, and I saw it walking along the side of the road, and it got about 50 yards in front of me, and it, you know, a sonic boom blast, and it was just... The next strobe light flicker comes on, and it's just sizzling in the middle of the road, just steaming. It was awesome.
Really?
Thank you.
It was awesome.
Wow.
Bye-bye. I don't know if you guys like cats. I've only been listening for about a year, but
some of us on the show like cats. I'm a cat hater.
Some of us love them.
Thank you very much.
I love cats as well. Rob, you like pussy?
Oh, the last.
The pussy's a different story, fellas.
Don't spell it out, my Wisconsin.
That I enjoy.
All right, see you later.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
You know, my wife, I kidded about this yesterday. It's funny he brings up the lightning. They were supposed to get more, here in the D.C. area, more heavy thunderstorms and lightning and stuff.
Good.
My wife actually went to the vet and got doggy downers for Colonel Klink.
Okay, now here's my question about that, because you mentioned this yesterday, and you said the storm passed in about 15 minutes. Will the downers take effect in time?
Well, that's where
the
Weather Channel comes in.
Well,
here's the deal.
When have they been right?
Yep. Here's the deal. I'm going to call her up right now, because the way it was explained to me,
right.
We're supposed to give the doggy downer to the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Can people take them?
I've already been warned against it.
That'd be wild. Yes.
Well, Joe.
Maybe we can experiment with Joe.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, my sweet pea.
Hey, listen, I'm talking about the... No, they're not suppositories, Rob. The doggy downers?
Yeah.
Now, we're supposed to give them to the German Shepherd, Colonel Klink, 45 minutes before the onset of a thunderstorm.
Let me look at them. It says, prior... Give... wait, I won't have to full test. 30 to 40 minutes. Prior to need for tranquilization.
See, now listen, here's the thing. This is why...
You got to be a meteorologist.
This is why I got such a boner against the weather people.
that we're never going to figure out exactly when the bad weather's going to hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and you know, with their hit and miss storms, you were saying you got nailed the other day, and we didn't get anything out where I was.
Right. Yeah, and Buzz had a good question. What if we give one of these doggy downers to Clink, and then the bad storm comes, or let's say it doesn't come, how long does it affect him? Is he high? Well, what happens?
Every 4 to 6 hours. I heard a big boom out there last night. It was like, I almost got excited. It's like, oh,
we get to give the dog drugs.
Yeah. No, I didn't give it to him, Bart. But the thing is, and then I thought, you know, since Clink knows when the storm is coming better than the meteorologist, shouldn't he be the meteorologist?
Yeah, and you know, he is always, he's better than Doppler. Because what he does is he starts that, and he goes, runs upstairs, and he hides in the...
Well, he doesn't start that until he hears the rumble, right?
No, very often a half hour before.
Oh,
he'll run upstairs.
Really?
He'll run upstairs to the laundry room and hide up there by the washer and the dryer.
That's where I hide.
Dogs are really sensitive to pressure changes, actually, in their head.
Oh, really?
They can feel the weather shift, and that's how they know.
All right, baby. Well, anyway, so we got doggy downers. I know I said that yesterday, like, kind of as a joke, but... We really got him.
Yeah, sometimes when Rob talks like that, he can either know what he's talking about or he's making it up.
He's a good bluffer. It's like playing cards with him.
He's a phenomenal bluffer. He Rob will give you an answer for any. You know, at some point, I've always wanted to have people just ask Rob any question, and he will come up with an answer.
Sure.
It might not necessarily be true, but it
he can
do it. He'll give you the answer.
Sure. All right, baby. I'll see you.
All right, goodbye, sweetie.
Continue enjoying your life of leisure.
Oh, that's funny that you say that while I'm sitting here working at the desk so hard.
Uh huh. All right, bye 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 bye.
All right, goodbye.
All right, love you. Bye bye.
I thought that went well.
Bye bye. Yeah, I went through the whole thing with her today before I came in about work.
Yeah.
She says, "Well, look at all this work I've got to do." I said, "What?" She says, "I got to pay all these bills." Anyway, meanwhile, it's one of those moments when you've been married, like I have for almost 22 years, when you're stifling the urge to say, what do you think is harder, spending it or earning it? But of course, because I'm pussy whooped, I didn't say anything.
Of course.
I said, oh, that's very hot. Very, very, very rough. Very tough.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you...
very sorry you have to spend an hour paying the bills.
You know, if you play your cards right, you'll be able to pay your own bills. You know, and do your own laundry and do your own cleaning.
But the thing is, you got to pay more bills.
They really don't. I have someone come in.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
But, you know, when she's not there and my kids have been there, I stepped on a Barbie today. It almost went right through my foot.
Hello, Mr. Mike. I clean your house now. You pull down pants. Banzai!
No, unfortunately.
Banzai!
In my fantasies, yes, but no, unfortunately, no. That's not the case.
Oh, hey, Robbie, will you grab me the baseball music, please?
Oh, yeah.
Because before we take any more calls and move on to the show, not that anybody cares, the Home Run Derby was last night.
That's right.
And tonight's the All-Star game with all this dumb hype, now it counts.
Are there any All-Stars there?
I
thought all the stars stayed home.
Most of them are not there. And you've got all the baseball writers who might as well have Louisville Sluggers up their asses.
Yes.
Who are so upset. You know, guys like Thomas Boswell and George Will. These guys who love writing about the melancholy feelings one gets on a gorgeous sun-drenched
the smell
Saturday.
Of the grass.
Yes, the infield, going to batting practice, the timeless essence that is baseball, a game that in theory could go on forever.
The musky stench of warm urine.
Anyway, these guys are upset because Fox, the TV network, because nobody watches this game, Fox went to baseball and they said, hey, listen, nobody watches this game, so we better make it count for something. So now it counts for the seventh game of the World Series, home field advantage. And a lot of baseball people are upset about this.
But you know what tells me the All-Star game is just really a waste of time? I'm the biggest baseball fan I know, and I don't even care about it. To me, it's just, it's really a breakup in the really interesting part of the season.
We will be celebrating this tomorrow by working it in with another timely baseball happening last week. You remember when everybody's seen it, where they had the sausage races?
Yeah.
The mascots,
right.
And the guy from the Pirates came out with the bat and just knocked that one sausage down.
If I was wearing that uniform, I would have knocked something down.
Now, here's what we're going to do tomorrow. So all of you meatheads out there, and I do mean meatheads, come on down to the Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters tomorrow, starting about 3 o'clock when we do the show. We're going to have an outside setup. And we're either going to have a T-ball stand Well, we're actually going to have a pitcher, and we're going to toss you or put on a T-ball stand actual kielbasa sausages.
It's going to be the sausage hit?
Yes.
Cool.
Because, you know, I know this is lame, but trust me, it'll be okay. That since the guy hit the sausage, the mascot,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have guys and girls take a swing at a real sausage. And whoever hits the sausage the furthest will pay $1 a foot.
There's technique involved, I bet.
Oh, sure there is.
If you just take a hatchet job at the sausage, you're going to disintegrate the verse.
Right, so what you got to do is you got to come up underneath it, almost like you would like a pop fly, like if you were doing like infield practice.
Absolutely.
You know, you're shagging flies. You don't want to just smack the hell out of it, but you want to make contact, get that baby airborne.
I like the idea of having a pitcher, though, an underhand softball-style pitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, then this is why I bring this to you now.
No need to put this on a tee.
Right.
And, in fact, you don't get your real bang for the buck if you put it on a tee.
All right, well, then Charles Broyhill, our producer, will be the pitcher tomorrow.
Very good.
He's going to go out, and I actually gave him advance notice of this earlier today, that he's going to go out and get, I think, 20 gigantic 2-foot sausages.
Wonderful.
And he'll be pitching them underhand.
You only get one shot, right?
One shot. And I guess we'll have guys in the outfield, and we'll have tape measures, and whoever hits it the furthest, and, you know, there are going to be some that are disintegrating and some that they get broken into pieces, but the biggest piece that goes the furthest...
Ah, there you go. Now, see, you got it all figured out this time.
...will be the winner for our sausage batting contest.
That's just a fragment, because a fragment could go 100 yards.
Right. So if you whack that... You come underneath on it, and you get it airborne, and maybe you knock off like just an inch or two on either side, but you still got...
The John and Mike Sausage Derby.
You basically got like a 16-inch sausage.
Uh-huh.
You knock that baby 20 or 30 feet, well, you're looking at a payday of $20 or $30.
Rob, what is the firmest verst? What is the firmest? Is it your knockwurst, your regular hot dog, or your kielbasa?
A vice worst for that, Mike.
A what?
Because a vice worst. The white sausage, you've seen it. Because they use the smallest cuts of veal, it's the most compact. I've just made that up. But I knew that's what you wanted.
Thank you. Okay, so tomorrow, come down tomorrow when we have the giant sausage batting contest.
Right.
Yeah, I wish you would have thought of this earlier. It would be timely as all get out if we did it today,
mm-hmm.
the day of the All-Star game, but... We have to ask the church next door for permission to use their field where we had our giant dog wedding about 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I'm sorry they turned you down for your first idea. I know you got to water it down a little bit. The Infinity Manager heads that we were going to use. We're going to hit those.
And those I'd like to... That I would like a T-ball stand. I'd like to be like in Men in Black 2 when Tommy Lee Jones has got just that head on the stick.
Right, right.
Just have Alan's head and
sure.
Michael's head and all those guys. Wouldn't that be fun?
And just hitting them.
Until
they're disfigured.
Play soccer with them.
Right.
Carry them around on sticks, like they used to do in old times.
Yeah, Vlad the Impaler.
Wouldn't that be great? It'd
be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be freaking great?
Look at us all just sitting here grinning about
enjoying
it.
Just savoring the idea.
Sure.
About decapitating our bosses. playing various sporting events with their heads.
Right, absolutely. Bowling.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Basketball.
Biggest piece that goes the furthest.
Hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Volleyball.
Got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Me and my fiance got in this big argument last night, right? And I'm seeking some marital advice.
Well, I'm certainly the expert, sir.
Yeah, well...
You heard. My woman loves me. What can I do for you?
All right. All of a sudden, she wants me to go to Pennsylvania on Sunday, right?
Oh, no.
Don't do it.
All right. With,
not finished.
My mom, her husband, her, and my daughter, right? Well, the last thing I want to do is spend 6 hours in a car.
Hold on just a second. Are we talking about a child out of wedlock?
Yes.
All right.
A bastard child?
No, she's not.
Is this the child with the...
Well, then it's a bitch child. If it's not a bastard child, it's a bitch child. I mean, is it of your seed?
Yes.
Is it with the woman who you're going to marry?
Yes.
Okay.
Just
couldn't wait, could you?
No.
God, how old are you?
29. You all met me. I'm the one who took Don's eyebrows and his money for the football game.
You all met me.
Huh?
29.
Oh, are you... Hold on, I'm not giving advice to any guy. I gave you $500 of my own money, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Disqualified. I'm sorry. I've helped you enough.
Enjoy the drive.
$500 to buy a nice wedding ring. Give that child a name.
Rob's wound up.
I think that child does have a name. Unwanted.
Come here, unwanted. Come here. Come here. Where's me? Come here, bastard. Oh, come here, bitch.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, can you call Frida?
I already did.
I want her to wish me a happy birthday.
Why do you want my wife to wish you a happy birthday?
She's got a really sexy voice.
Yeah, you don't get many requests for this.
Oh, come on, you're not serious.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Well, why is it so important to you?
It's not necessarily important. It's just my birthday, and I'm feeling kind of lonely.
Oh.
Are you going to work your man?
No. No.
Really?
No.
You got to rub one out?
Maybe later?
Hello?
Going to do the squeeze play? Darling.
Yes, my darling.
Listen to this. Some guy on the phone wants to shoot something while you tell him happy birthday.
I don't want to be involved in that.
Can you sing happy birthday to him like Marilyn Monroe?
The guy's on the phone. What's your name?
Tim.
Tim?
Sugar, I would think that would bother you.
Maybe I'm making that stuff up about him working, you know, working his man.
Yeah, that's false.
He says he's not.
He just wanted to...
He wanted you to wish him a happy birthday, and I thought it'd be kind of neat if you gave him that Marilyn Monroe thing.
No, I think you really want that, Mike, secretly.
Well, okay. I admit to that, absolutely.
I'll second that.
Well, Tim, I wish you a very happy sisterly birthday and many happy returns.
Thanks, Frida.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye. All right, goodbye.
I've earned my keep for today.
There you go. Yeah, you worked hard today.
Yeah.
All right, I love you. Bye-bye.
I give myself a bonus.
Bye,
sweetie.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Right now, he is furiously.
You know something we're going to be giving away soon on the show?
What's that?
Speaking of that, getting your jerk on, we're going to be giving away Dynamike beach towels.
Right.
That have
a target?
Targets on them.
Brilliant.
So when we're doing a segment on the show where you want to relax and pull out the beach towel... Mm-hmm. You'll be able to.
Well, it would seem to me that if we're giving away those beach towels, then there'll be more material that'll be beach towel material.
We'll have to.
We're going to try to. We're working on it. I want to tell you about something that happened to me, although I don't think I can do it on the radio. Over the weekend, when I was rubbing one out, I must have really been supercharged. I don't know how to say this.
Blood?
No blood. Please stop it. It wasn't white pee. It was.
I always love it when we enter into this.
Here we go.
Childlike experimentation with your own body.
No, it's my body. And maybe Buzz, you're probably the expert.
I might be able to help.
I think it's the purest form of number three that it appeared to be clear. I mean that it was. Like, you know,
had it been a while, maybe a little while.
Yeah.
That's the fluid that carries the product.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I was just real proud of myself.
Yeah.
It was like going, and then wow, I couldn't even see where I went. It's all over the place.
Well, then you'd be like something about Mary.
If you know
when he comes to the tour, he's looking all over for it. And it's hanging off his ear.
If anyone ever like did a CSI thing in my TV room, that'd be worse than any.
That'd
be worse than any primetime special they've ever done where they've gone in like with a blue light,
the black light. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, black light.
That's a little scary.
Yeah. So anyway,
clear.
But you were proud of yourself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I've seen that before. I've seen
never in that amount. I take it from what you said.
What are you watching me?
No, I'm just from what you said.
Yes. Well, wait a minute. I mean, is it? You lost it.
It was a gusher, and it was clear. It was like somebody opened the nozzle on a hose. You know that thing where you put your thumb on the end of a hose?
Yeah.
And you know just. That's what it was like. I'm exaggerating a little bit,
I would think so.
But that's what it appeared to be. Just a clear...
And you lost it?
Spray. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of times...
It went everywhere?
Yeah, a lot of times I go around, as I've told you before, with my sock or with my shirt, and I clean up after myself on the carpet or on the chair, and I couldn't find any evidence.
Well, it's somewhere.
Oh, you bet it's somewhere.
It's somewhere, and somebody's sitting in it.
Or some dog is licking.
Oh God!
God! Quite often. My dogs...
They come
in the TV room with me, and they lick everything.
He doesn't need downers now.
Doggy downers.
Wow.
So anyway, it was clear. But Buzz, thank you for helping
yeah,
with that.
There's a name for a scientific name for that, but I'll spare you that.
What is? Can you say it on the radio?
Well, it's called seminal fluid.
Thank you, doctor.
The vehicle. I knew that.
I didn't. Did you, Rob?
That's what they named before the state football team for. The
That's correct. Hello, John and Mike. I thought that was because they were engines.
No. It's named after you pleasuring yourself.
Named after number three. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question. See if you knew the only 2 days in America where there isn't a major professional sport played.
No idea.
It's the day before and after the All-Star game. Think about it.
Well, nope. But I'm sure that someone would call up. I'm sure the WLBA is playing. No. I'm sure that there's...
Major sport.
Well, it depends how you define major sport.
Right.
That, you know, okay, there's no basketball, right? There's no NBA right now, there's no NFL, there's no NHL, but I'm sure that someone, you know, some idiot, some jerk like Tom Boswell would scream, well, the WLBA is Major League for Women.
Yeah, and you've got a PGA event that starts on Thursday.
That's true.
Yeah, and I would say that golf counts.
Well, golf's not played during the first part of the week, and the All-Star game's always on Tuesday.
Oh, Wednesday, you're right. Well, but there'd be a pro-am.
Jeez, man, you guys are splitting hairs on me.
You started the splitting hairs on this. I mean, this is really like something you should be calling ESPN with.
Well, you know, it's major. You know, football's major, basketball's major. Baseball's major.
You're a major app.
Hey, let me ask you this.
There's World Cup soccer.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Robbie.
Can you name the only day of the year when this jackass gets through?
Today's game's...
All-Star Day.
That's right. Today's game's Guatemala versus Jamaica.
There you go.
Brazil versus Honduras.
Hey, Jamaica in the points.
Thursday's game's Colombia versus Guatemala.
I know, Buzz roots for Colombia.
Honduras and Mexico.
I'm voting for Honduras there.
Major League Soccer. Wednesday's game, Dallas at New England.
Soccer's for fags.
All right, goodbye.
See you.
He's called.
His own idea.
Yeah.
And the WLBA.
Yeah.
Sacramento, Cleveland. It's got a full slate of games today, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Rosie O'Donnell will be happy. Penny Marshall will be happy.
Lacrosse, though, professional Major League Lacrosse. Games only on Saturday.
And that league, of course, run by, bodied by Jake.
Jake Steinfeld.
Right? Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, man. I was the guy who came in and won the What Would You Do contest and just got back from Vegas.
Which one? Well, we do that all the time.
I drank the tobacco spit.
Oh, you drank tobacco?
You got to remember that.
Yeah, right. I do remember that.
So
you're a military guy, right?
That's right. I'm in the Navy.
Didn't you win the Hooters trip?
Yeah. And, oh, man, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Great.
All the alcohol and food I could eat and drink.
How were the broads?
Well, let me tell you, there were 100 of them in the contest. But they had, you know, they invited former Hooters girls. The original Hooters girl was there, and I got a picture of her.
She's about 80, isn't she?
That's more gay.
Well, you know
right?
what? She's holding it together pretty nice. But the funniest thing was, though, the girl from Irving, Texas won. When she first came out, she said she was a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, and she just got booed almost off the stage. So, but I just wanted to thank you guys.
You're very welcome.
It was great.
I would just like to amplify this point for one moment, that we actually gave away something on the show.
Yeah, he used it.
That was as advertised.
You got it.
A trip to Las Vegas with free booze and 100 Hooters girls. And not only did he actually get the prize as advertised,
right.
This guy even called up to say
yeah.
he went and thanks.
It was everything he expected. He liked it.
Yeah, one more thing. There was a girl from the Fairfax Hooters.
Huh.
And if you guys got an email address or something, because I know you got that website going, I could send you a picture.
Well, our website is not going yet, but send it to any of us, Don, Mike, Buzz, or Rob at scatlover.com. Mm-hmm.
Scatlover?
Yeah. scatlover.com.
Cool. Hey,
okay.
Yeah, guys.
All right, see you later.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ensign.
Bye-bye. Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
How you doing? I got a celebrity sighting for you today.
Only if you mentioned our names.
Absolutely. I said, hey, Mr. Goulet, you ever listen to the Don and Mike show?
Hold on, you can't say a-hole. You can say a-hole, you can't say ass.
Yeah. What is
a-hole.
It? Were you cleaning his pool? Are you
yeah,
his
I'm
pool
his
boy?
Pool guy. I'm his little pool boy. He's sitting in there doing a crossword puzzle, and he's like, oh, can you check the filter for me? And he does something really stupid like he's on TV, and I'm just like, yeah, sure thing, bud.
What stupid
Wait a minute,
thing did
I
he
got
do?
Totally confused by what you just said.
He wanted me to check his fountain in his cheesy backyard. He lives right across the street from Wayne Newton.
So you obviously you're calling us from Vegas.
Absolutely.
But right. What stupid thing did he do like he was on TV that you just said?
He just did like this little hand motion where the water wasn't going like it should.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of did this oogie boogie kind of thing with his hands. And I was like, yeah, sure thing. I'll get right on that for
and
you,
then,
Bob.
Did you really drop our names to Bob Goulet?
Yeah, absolutely. I go, you ever listen to Don and Mike's show? He's like, I never listen to those a-holes.
Hey, do you clean anybody else's famous people's pools?
A lot of strippers.
You ever find any...
condoms, vaginal contraceptive films.
Any baby Ruths?
What's that?
Any baby Ruths?
Baby Ruth?
You like
actually, today, one of the other guys on the radio, I heard he had to clean up some kid's log.
Some kid's log.
All right, thanks. Listen, you're from Vegas. I got a story here. We're not going to have time now. I'll do it in the next break, I think. From Vegas. Let me ask you. This is now getting national recognition. Have you heard about the bizarre game that targets women in Las Vegas called Hunting for Bambi?
Hunting for Bambi? No, tell me about it.
I will. Stay tuned.
Ooh.
Bye-bye.
What a tease that is.
That's from Las Vegas. It's a new form of adult entertainment.
Hmm, really?
Yep.
Wow.
Hunting for Bambi.
You know, I can picture Robert Goulet doing that, too, signaling, you know, giving him kind of an effeminate gesture. The fountain isn't doing its spritching.
I never listen to those a-holes. Clean my pool.
Oh, pool boy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
I hate it when that happens.
All right, I'll try one more before we got to go. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'm calling in regards to that caller that called a few minutes ago, asked you about if you knew the only days that were no professional sports.
Yeah, I remember that guy. The call asked about the early days. This was the USA.
I thought we covered all that, Mumbles.
What's that?
What?
The fellow that called a couple calls ago regarding about the only 2 days with no professional
regarding about
the All-Star game.
Are you guys talking about the guy that called before about the guy who said sports was played?
Regarding about
the Mumbles.
What?
Who are you calling?
Sacramento Monarchs play.
Who are you calling?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, please.
He's calling from where you're going.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, there. How you doing?
Yeah, what can we do for you?
The fellow that called a couple calls ago and was saying that there was no professional sports on a certain day before the All-Star game.
Hey, have you been screened? What's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Jim.
Did you talk to anybody yet?
Yeah, there was someone who answered the phone asking why I was calling.
Right. Where are you calling from, Jim?
Sacramento.
All right, hold on. You're going to be next. Turn your radio down.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to put him on hold.
Right.
So he won't hear himself on...
Right.
On.
You guys are silly.
On real time.
So he's listening. Yeah, he heard that. Or he heard something. You have no brain.
Yeah, I got by the sports a while ago.
Oh, you hung up?
Did you hang up?
Okay. All right, well. Okay.
Regarding...
There you go.
He'll be at the airport.
Yeah, I know he will. I know he will. You know, California's so effed up. Do you know you can't smoke, allegedly, anywhere inside in a building in Sacramento or in any of California?
Isn't that what the dumb program director told you, Rob? He said, I believe, any restaurant or bar.
Oh,
I don't know if it's any building, but still,
okay.
It's going to inconvenience.
But you can light yourself on fire to protest something.
Yes. Yeah. So, anyway...
I'll bring gasoline.
Rob and I will be in Sacramento this Saturday. Can you hear the excitement in my voice?
You've gone down a notch on this.
I'd love to make a graph of his voice.
It's like the stock market.
Yeah.
Saturday, July 19, Club Aqua. Go to KHTK.com for more details. I'm paying off a bet with Mike. I'm paying off a bet. That's why I'm going, and I'm gladly going to Sacramento.
Right. You won't be able to get your cigars...
My mantra, I'm gladly...
Can you smoke a cigar on the street?
Yeah.
I believe in that town,
yes. But there is at least one California town where you can't even smoke outdoors.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Anywhere.
What town is that, Buzz?
I don't remember the name of it now.
Rob, what town is that?
That's
It's south of Fresno. It's New Pierre, I think.
That's it.
New Pierre.
You're making
New Pierre, California.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey. I heard about the Bambi thing. I saw that thing.
Hey, don't give it away.
Not to give it away.
Don't give it away. But you're aware of hunting for Bambi.
Yeah, I got one word.
Yeah.
Ugly.
All right, well, I don't know if it's ugly or not. I was just reading about the concept.
We'll see.
All right, thank you.
Can I just
the target.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
And you can choose to answer or not.
Okay.
Does it involve hair?
It could.
Okay.
It could involve it. No, it's not what you think, though. It's not like with number three.
No, it's not what I thought.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
I thought it might be something that involves a mirror.
No, absolutely not.
Like dropping change or something like that.
No. It's no.
Wow.
What?
And I thought you were talking about like Elvis cutting loose in a girl's hair.
No. I'm just talking about what I used to call hunting for Bambi.
No.
When I'd go through the malls dropping change with my mirror on my feet.
Absolutely.
Man, would you get that for me?
Are we still doing the secret sound? We haven't done it in so long. Do we still have one?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what it is. I'll know it when I hear it.
You know what? Never mind then.
We got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that still relevant? We haven't done it for so long.
I
love that game, and everybody asks me about it when I go out and about on the town, when I'm the man about town.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Do they really? Who's that man about town on TOP?
Buddy of mine.
Who's the man about town on WTOP?
That's Bob Madigan. A buddy of mine with an artificial leg. You know, when he gets mad at somebody, he kind of says, "Hey, I'm going to take the leg off and hit you over the head with it," and he makes a... And last night I was hanging with him, and he said, "Hey, I'm going to hit you with my leg." And he made this clicking sound when he disengages the leg. And he said, "Put that on for your secret sound. That would be a good secret sound." So it came up just last night.
He must have gotten hopping mad.
Rob.
Hey, you're friends with a cripple.
Stop it.
Great, great parking.
Stop. Line. You too. Can I say anything?
Let me say something right now.
You are a great crowd.
No, I want to talk seriously for a second about disabilities.
Okay.
And about crippled people. Please to join Mike O'Mara and the Crab Blues Band.
Yeah, we're all crippled.
Thursday night at Uncle Sam's in Fredericksburg.
And the Lord said, "Let there be crab."
And on Saturday at Ned Devine's in Herndon. And get this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're crippled, half price. Be like me.
That's nice.
Don, I'm crippled. I'll be at both shows. So join Mike and his band this weekend.
Front row center.
There you go.
Your special table.
The more that's wrong with you, the more you get. And listen, I mean, if you're armless and legless, have somebody toss you in a little red wagon, and you get it for free.
Red wagon.
Have someone.
Where's my red wagon? What happened?
Have someone pull you in, and you get in for free.
I don't think so. How do you figure out how to charge for conjoined people? Because if it's half price, but there's two people...
You know, I should call Lori and Dory and see if they want to come down.
Lori and Reba, Mike.
Ah, that's right, Reba.
And, you know, too bad for those two in Portugal or whoever they were.
Iran, Don.
That was one big-ass vein, though, that was connecting their heads.
Yeah, they were Iranian, I believe.
Yeah. Well, then it's just as well. Said that for an audience of one, and he's loving it.
Just grinning ear to ear.
He's loving it. Phone number is 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. Yes, we're still doing the secret sound contest.
Right. We have a new one.
Yeah, no, it's the number four.
Let me refresh your memory. You'll remember it when you
hear it. Is
clicking sound.
You'll remember it. Listen, that's it. Secret sound number. Like it matters.
Yeah,
it could be secret sound number 67 from 3 years ago.
Right.
That's the sound. Identify it. Win $1,000 right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
What did I tell you the first time we met? I'm a Niners fan.
The Don and Mike Show. Mildly cross-eyed. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Are you ready for something funny?
Yes. Happily.
What happened there, Robbie? That's not what was funny.
Well, don't be like, screw up.
So, you know, the only two people in the radio station, actually, there's three people in the radio station who know what the secret sound is.
Okay?
Rob.
Yeah.
Myself. And our production engineer, John Norman.
Right.
Well, talking with Rob, he said, do you remember what it is? He said, nope. He says to me, do you remember what it is? I said, nope.
Johnny, no.
John's on vacation till Thursday. But if whoever caller 100 is gets it, we'll remember it.
That's fair.
Okay? Wow. That is a tough contest.
Yeah.
Just being honest with you. You've both forgotten it. We haven't done it for like 3 years.
I know what it is.
Well, good. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Kelly O'Connor.
Kelly, where are you from?
I'm from Manassas.
On WJFK-FM. Kelly, you've won the Tomb Raider Angel of Darkness PlayStation 2 game. Lara Croft, www.tombraider.com.
Remember?
Rob just remembered it.
Ah.
Got it.
Yeah. So we'll know.
We got it.
I can't believe I got through here.
And you won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the all-new season of HBO's hit series, Sex and the City, Sunday nights, 9 Eastern, 8 Central on HBO. Okay. Pleased to be knowing the secret sound, and you'll win $1,000.
I think
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Let us.
You gotta calm down. We have a process.
You sound like one of the ladies calling the Regis and Kelly Lee show.
Oh, hush, hush, hush.
They had one today that just would not. Hi, Regis.
This is the first time I've ever called you guys, and
Hi, Regis.
Hi,
Kelly. I have three kids just like you, Kelly.
All right.
Honey. Here you go. We're going to start the contest. The guy will say...
Oh, right. This whole deal.
The guy says, caller, name the sound, and we'll play you the sound, and we play the spooky music, and you get 15 seconds to think about your answer. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Run DMC.
Oh, I love them. And Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
Stay tuned for your shot at big bucks. Secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike show.
It's been a while. We had the wrong tape loaded in.
There.
Play it for you one more time. I'm sorry about all the technical screw-ups here.
That's the sound.
Now comes the singing.
The other day, around the way, I see you illin' at a party. Drunk as a skunk, you illin' punk. And in your left hand was a Bacardi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now you know it. For $1,000, what's the sound?
I think it's the glove box opening in your car.
Rob, hold on. Give me a symphony. You think it is...
Listen, mine sounds like just like that.
You think it is a glove box? You mean, you know, a glove compartment in a car?
Yeah, mine sounds just like that. I was just opening it when you guys were doing that.
Yeah, with all the stuff in there, right? All right,
yeah.
So listen now. Listen. The jackpot is $1,000. I'll make the jackpot $5,000 if you want to be more specific. Is it opening or closing a glove compartment?
It's opening.
Now, are you sure? Because if you're right, I'll give you $1,000. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're right, you're guaranteed to win $1,000. But if you say either opening or closing, and you're right... I'll give you $5,000, but if you say opening a glove compartment and
it's actually closing,
then you don't get anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you have to decide whether you want to go for the $5,000 or settle for the $1,000.
Can you play it one more time then?
Yes, of course. There it is. Now, you said glove compartment.
Uh huh.
Do you want to
sniff? It's got to be closing then.
So you're playing for $5,000.
Or nothing, right?
$5,000 or nothing, and your answer is closing a glove compartment.
Well, I want money.
All right, well, I mean, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You're sure?
No. Hold on, let me look into mine again.
I'll give you another $5,000 you can tell us the make of car. Do you want to play that? Do you want to take do that
Oh, well, mine's a Subaru. So I don't know. I can't do that. But,
all right.
But yeah. You know, opening is like... Closing is one click. Opening is a couple.
Right.
So I'll go for closing because it's one.
So you're going with closing, so that is for $5,000.
She's going for the $5,000 or nothing.
Honey, I'm sorry to tell you.
Is that opening?
It is not closing a glove compartment.
It's opening.
I didn't say that.
Oh, no way. No, you can't do that. I'm so broke right now.
I just did. Thanks for playing, and don't forget that every guest...
It's a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Oh, you guys, this sucks.
It does suck. Life sucks.
Yes. I love...
It was opening. It was opening, wasn't it?
I love your enthusiasm.
Life is cruel.
You lost again.
Honey, I can't do this to you. It has nothing to do with a car.
Oh, really? Okay, good. Thank you. I feel better now.
You were our ball of yarn for a while there.
All right.
Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Hold on, please. All right, there she is.
Bye, baby.
Something tells me that she's not the type of woman that you would want to hunt if you were hunting for Bambi. Just something about her voice tells me. Now, this comes from, we actually got this from sister station, KLAS TV in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. What's going on out there?
CBS Eyewitness 8.
Ah.
Thought we would be interested in this. Did a story on this. On their TV news, on the Nitwitness News there on Channel 8. Bizarre game targets women hunting for Bambi. It's a new form of adult entertainment. And now we'd like anybody in Las Vegas who's played this to call us and tell us about this. Mm-hmm. It's a new form of adult entertainment, and men are paying thousands of dollars to shoot at naked women with paintball guns.
Ouch.
God. They're coming to Las Vegas to do it. The new bizarre sport captured the attention of people around the world. But Luann Sorrell from Channel 8...
Hey, Luann.
...is the only person who has interviewed the game's founder.
Hmm.
George Evenfez... Evenfez...
Whatever.
...has never been hunting. Quote, I'm from New York. What am I going to hunt, squirrels? I don't think so. Now he lives in Las Vegas. He's getting his chance to put on his camo, grab a rifle, and pull the trigger... He's not hunting ducks, he's not hunting deer, he's hunting women.
Women!
Naked women.
Now, wait a minute. Those things, when you have clothes on, they...
Mike, I know they
hurt like hell.
I know they leave welts.
I love bitches!
You just gotta listen to this now.
All right, I am.
Hunting for Bambi is the brainchild of a guy named Michael Burdick. Men pay anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000...
Wow.
...for the chance to come out to the middle of the desert... to shoot at what they call Bambis with a paintball gun.
That is nuts.
The men have come from as far away as... Are you ready, Rob?
Yes.
Germany!
Shocking!
Of course. As far away as Germany. Surprise. The men get a videotape of their hunt to take home and show their friends.
Oh, no.
Safety is a concern.
Yeah.
But the women are not allowed to wear protective gear.
Wow.
They can only wear tennis shoes. When the Eyewitness News cameras were rolling... One woman was wearing only her bikini bottoms, but eventually they were all naked.
Now, do the women hide?
Hunters are told they're in the desert. Hunters are told...
What does that have to do with anything?
Where are you going
to
hide in the desert? I mean, I guess they could go behind a rock.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
I was thinking, desert is a big flat, nothing. Hunters are told not to shoot women above the chest.
Right.
But not all hunters follow the rules.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
The main goal is to be as true to nature as possible.
They wear goggles?
No. The guy who runs this thing says, I don't go deer hunting and see a deer with a football helmet on, so I don't want to see one on any of my girls.
Oh, God.
The paintballs come out of the guns travel at 200 miles per hour.
That's real paintball.
Getting hit with one stings even with clothes on, and when they hit bare flesh, they're powerful enough to draw blood.
Oof.
One of the guys who was doing this says, I got the one with the biggest rack.
Oh, God.
Gidget. Gidget took the paintball shot to her rear end.
Nice.
She says it hurt. It really hurt.
What did she expect?
When asked if she cried, she said, yeah, a little bit. So why do women agree to strip naked and run around the desert dodging paintballs?
Gidget.
Nicole says,
Nicole,
it's good money. I wonder if that's Nicole Remini, incidentally. Listen, here's why the girls do it. It's $2,500 for the girl if you don't get hit. You try desperately not to, and you still get $1,000 if you get hit.
Hmm.
But if you don't get hit, you get $2,500.
So it really is. So they do hide.
Wow. So the men and women say this is all clear fun. And then Eyewitness News says they're talking to a psychologist who says men are playing out their sexual aggression. Now... You can go to huntingforbambi.com We've done some research on this. And if you would like to fly out to fun-filled Las Vegas for the shoot of a lifetime, now is your chance. You can actually hunt for Bambi and shoot her with paintballs.
Wow.
While we film the whole thing and tape it for you on home video. Here are profiles of some of the girls, Mike, from huntingforbambi.com.
Fantastic.
Here's Jennifer. Hi, guys. My name is Jennifer Tyler. I'm every hunter's ideal mount, with blonde hair, blue eyes, and the softest skin you'll ever feel. Let me fulfill your erotic fantasies and share some of mine with you, too. If you'd like to meet, I can be reached at phone number.
Buzz, you look very intrigued.
And intrigued and disturbed at the same time.
Then there is Skylar. Hi, guys, I'm Skylar. If you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, look no further. I'm 115 pounds with blonde hair, blue eyes, and an incredible body. I am a true girlfriend experience. Now, I've been told this means that she does everything. Like after you shoot her with the paintballs.
Yeah.
You can shoot her with your real balls.
Oh, so it's not just shooting with a gun.
No, that's what I understand.
Ah.
Let me be your next trophy mount and fulfill all your wildest fantasies.
So if you, like, get one of them, if you nail one with a paintball, does she become your property?
I don't know. Some of these girls write that, well, like, for instance, here is Logan. Hello, gentlemen. My name is Logan. I am into giving you the most pleasurable and captivating time of your life. I'm 5'9 and a 36 double D with long golden brown hair.
And there's a picture of her right there.
Yeah. Deep brown eyes.
Wow, she's
and a
pretty.
Extremely curvaceous body. I absolutely love what I do and get great pleasure from fulfilling all your fantasies.
Mm.
So, obviously, these girls are like whores. And they must do this to set up the Johns.
That explains the price, then.
Get the Johns all hot. You know, let them shoot at them with paintballs.
Wow.
That's, you know, as soon as the certain people get their hands on that, you know, they're going to say, you know, because don't certain groups say all pornography is like violence against women, and they're going to have those people squawking about that.
Danny?
Hey, Donna, Mike, what you got?
Danny, who's calling us from Las Vegas.
Hello? This is, you know, Vegas is known for bizarre stuff, but this is the most bizarre thing that I've ever, I've kind of been following it, and I went on that huntingforbambi.com.
The hard part is tying her to your fender.
You know how much it costs?
Not if she's unconscious. I read up to $10,000, between five and ten.
10 grand.
Yeah. Between 5 and 10 grand. Now, did you see this on TV, or did you read this in the newspaper, or what?
I saw it on TV, and then there was another program that was on, and I went online, and I checked it out, and there's some ugly women there.
Mm. Oh, really? There's some ugly women that do it?
Oh, yeah, and there is the same station, KSFN, out here this morning.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like it's a spinoff of one of the ranches out there is what it sounds like.
They're hookers.
It's so bizarre. I mean, I'm open to anything, and if, you know, somebody wants to spend 10 grand to shoot some chick in the ass with the paintball, that's great. But, I mean, they're basically just, they're hookers. They really are, you know,
So here's the deal for 10 grand. If you want to book your hunt.
They have details on what's involved on?
If you would like to fly out to Funfield Vegas, now is your chance. Hunt one of our Bambis and shoot her with your paintballs. We'll send you a complete list of wall hangers to choose from when your reservation is confirmed for your hunt. We contact you with over 30 women ready to be chased down and shot like dogs. We guarantee a variety of Bambis to choose from. Whether it's a fat-ass cow or a perfect 10, we have an abundance of beauties. If you are the ultimate sportsman and you are seeking the ultimate adrenaline rush, come out to our ranch and shoot some of these nagging, whiny bitches where it hurts.
Oh, there you go.
That's and sick. Shut her the F up.
Hey, if then, you're a real freak,
then,
it's even a transvestite.
On, then mount her like a real man.
Hey.
Oh, so there's where it's all
your
about.
Private hunt includes round-trip airfare for your 10 grand or your 5 grand, round-trip airfare for the hunter, lodging for the hunter, 3 days and four nights.
Lodging.
Meals for the hunter.
Let's get back to the lodge.
The hunt. Video of the hunt. And mount. Not for virgins. You figure it out.
So they're being a little tricky with the lingo there.
Yeah.
And there's one other. Thank you, Lisa. Just brought in one other one from the website. One of the Bambis. If you go to this website, it says, "Hello, gentlemen."
Hello. Good evening, gentlemen.
It says, "Hello, gentlemen. I'm a stunning, extremely passionate Latin pre-op transsexual." From
there
Texas.
She is.
I'm 5'7", 135 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, silky smooth, caramel complexion. Mm-hmm. My measurements are small but perky.
34A, 3036 with a Prince Albert and a tongue ring, all for your pleasure. I enjoy generous men. I'm always willing to travel and be pampered at your expense.
Buzz, you look really disturbed.
Yeah,
by
this is the sickest thing I've ever heard. This is a sure sign of the end of the world if I've ever seen one.
Wow, that shocks him. Oh, boy.
No, I am not shocked. I'm sickened that somebody would want to shoot somebody.
Not advocating this, Buzz, but I'm going to say something now.
Yes.
If the people from huntingforbambi.com would like some national advertising, they should call us. And I'd like to send Dennis Murphy out.
You know, it's been a while, and this is right up Dennis's alley, isn't it?
Now, we're not going to pay $5,000 or $10,000.
Of course not.
Huntingforbambi.com would have to contact us.
And Dennis can shoot a paintball gun.
Sure, he's got one hand. He can shoot it.
Yeah, he can shoot it.
Shoot at naked girls.
Steady it with his stump.
He can report to us. It's been a long time since Dennis Murphy has had an actual adventure for our show.
Be a wonderful way to publicize this before they shut him down.
But we're not paying for it.
Right.
And if they want some free pub, they better get to us. Oh. Right now. You know, publicity. Huntingforbambi.com.
Anything like last time, he'll shoot all of his bullets too soon.
And that'll be the last time that I'm going to mention the name of that place. But anyway, that is the biggest thing in Las Vegas. Here's another guy in Las Vegas. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Howdy.
Hey, that $5,000 is only for locals.
Oh, it's $10,000 for out of town?
Yeah, they fly you in, and after the hunt, you get escorted all night with one of them.
All right.
Watched on the news yesterday.
You get escorted by a bruised woman.
Nurse her wounds.
Now, let me ask you a question. When this is on the TV news, do the newscasters announce it and then afterwards, like, chuckle at each other, or do they go, oh, this is a troubling... Do they do that whole rap where they go... Disturbing news tonight from Las Vegas.
Very, very troubling.
They break away to a shot of it, and I'm sure they're laughing while they're off the air.
But when they come back on the air, do they just shake their heads and like, oh?
Do you know?
They say it, and then they look down.
Yeah. But really, how funny would it be just as all of a sudden you're walking out in the middle of the desert and a naked lady runs out behind a rock.
And you shoot her with your paintball.
I mean, it's silly.
Hello, here's another guy in Las Vegas. Chris.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hi, what are you doing,
Buzz?
Hey.
One thing that wasn't in that thing that they gave you is they have different scenarios that you can go out and hunt in.
I'm sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can go out and head up to Mesquite, or you can go up into the mountains and do the forest scene, or you can go out into the desert. And then they also said they do one in the city as well.
Oh, an urban hunt.
Yeah. I mean, they give you all your options for the $10,000.
How popular is this in Las Vegas with the locals?
Aside from, like they were saying earlier, a couple of radio shows talking about it, never heard of it.
Oh, really?
But,
so it's not the talk of the town?
It's Vegas.
All right, thank you.
Vegas, so anything's possible.
Wow. I do believe it's big in Germany, though. Hi.
We're going to go over and we're going to hunt.
Hi. Hello. Hey, this is Major Buckhalter. I am here with my friend, Wilhelm Kling.
Hello there, Major Hochstetter.
We would like to fly to Las Vegas and hunt transsexual women.
That would be so much fun with her caramel skin. Man, oh man.
So, wow. All right, we throw it out there.
Do you think they all gather around the men? Gather around the old hunting lodge table and
I don't know.
Swap stories?
God knows we've given them national publicity now, so if they want to contact us, we've got a guy we'd like to send out there.
Yes, just Mike, to see what would happen.
As Mike said before they shut you down.
Yes.
We'd like to send a guy out there to experience this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. I think this guy who created this thing is going to end up in prison.
Well, my friend, just about anything goes. Just about anything goes in Las Vegas.
That's why they call it Sin City.
Well, yeah, but the first time one of these girls gets raped and murdered by one of these guys, he's going to prison.
All right, thank you, everybody. DA calling in, and I don't mean dumbass. I mean district attorney.
Yes.
There he is, district attorney. Thank you.
Well, it's possible.
What, are you calling from the bathtub?
No, I'm actually in my truck.
Sounded like water. Do you have water in your truck?
No, I got no water. No water.
You water in your brain?
What?
No, I think the ceiling around one of my doors is kind of coming off today or something.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hear water. Don't you hear water?
Is there any kind of water leak in your truck?
I don't think so.
Hold on. Listen. Water. Don't you hear the water?
Yeah, it's water.
Don't you hear that?
No, I got no water in here.
Hold on, listen, though. I'm not making this up.
You better pull over.
Maybe I better check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out as soon as you can.
Get that surgery.
Yeah. I think I better get it fixed.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
All right, Don. See you later.
Bye-bye.
We had to pull something out. That guy was literally stopping the show.
Yeah. Hold on. We got so much stuff from the internet now. What does this mean? Is it not true?
Well, no, they don't say, but they're investigating it. This is an urban legend site.
An urban legend site is investigating hunting for Bambi.
Ah.
Another cruel life example of the shocking degradation of women are questions being raised about hunting for Bambi. Las Vegas-based business, which offers hunters the opportunity for $10,000 to stalk naked women and shoot them with paintball guns. According to the Hunting for Bambi site, blah, blah, blah. But see, the thing is, it was covered by Channel 8.
Channel 8, they have video.
Yeah, there's a
contact number there.
Yeah, and Channel 8 sent us the stuff, you know, so we talk about it. Talk about Channel 8. your CBS home in Las Vegas.
It'd be kind of fun to be a TV reporter in Las Vegas.
Can you imagine that? You get to go out there and you get to pretend like you're all put off by that. But really, you get back to the station, and you pop that tape in, you have a beer with your friends, sitting around the anchor desk.
Very disturbing news out on the deserts outside of Las Vegas. I bet this is on CSI next year.
Meanwhile, all the guys are working it underneath the anchor desk.
Yeah, that's highly disturbing. Okay. That is highly, Russ, that's a highly disturbing story.
Oh, I feel some clear coming on. What do you call that again, Buzz? The clear?
Seminal fluid.
Oh, my God.
I need some seminal fluid right now. Stat.
This is very disturbing. I don't understand how they could do this, so I'll be right back. Excuse me for a moment.
But the information just keeps coming.
Yeah, it's not talking
so to speak.
From another one of Bambi's websites.
This is one of the Bambi's.
One of the girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gifts I appreciate. Perfume, luxury bed and bath products, candles, oil, sexy lingerie.
Anything to cover up the smell.
Stockings, thigh highs, nylons, and garters. I love leather and lace, corsets, boots, stilettos, toys, scarves, on and on. Anything silky, pretty, fragrant, girly, or sexy that gets you extra big. Thanks.
Band-aid.
Thanks. Okay, well.
Those crazy girls out in Vegas.
That's
wow.
It. So listen, Hunting for Bambi, call us. We got a guy we want to send out there. We'll give you some free publicity. Now, I believe we're all in excellent moods.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right? You're not in a great mood after hearing that story?
I am, I call me sick, but it just kind of gave me a little extra spring in my step.
Me too. Which is why we're bringing back a time-tested favorite. Make us laugh.
And it's us today, isn't it?
Yep. It's me and you. I'm Don, he's Mike.
Hello.
We take calls. And Robbie, we're going to start with a 10-minute time limit.
All right.
Yeah. All you have to do is make both me and Mike laugh. We both have to laugh at the same thing.
How about 12?
Right. No, we're going to start with 10. If we have to, we'll do it in a second segment.
Robert's not here today, right?
Robert Mailman?
Yeah.
No.
Then may I request no bigots, please?
Yes. Hold on, where's that tape? It's a black man. I got a tape for Robert for the next time he comes in. Hold on a second. Oh, yeah, here it is. The next time Robert Mailman is here?
Once again, a black man.
That's just for him. So listen, here's what you do. You call 877-365-3636. These calls are all unscreened.
Right.
And all you have to do is say something that makes both Mike and me laugh.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a traditional joke.
No, you make us laugh, and here's what you win. Round-trip airline tickets to fly anywhere you want to go. On Southwest Airlines, to any destination of your choice.
Go out to Vegas for a hunt.
Southwest Airlines offers convenient nonstop flights nationwide, including great service to Florida. Southwest Airlines, your low-fare leader. Southwest flies to 58 cities in 30 states. And the 21 states are states you don't want to go to.
That's right.
As they mentioned yesterday, like the Dakotas.
Right.
Yeah. Who wants to go there? So call now at 877-365-3636. We'll start with 10 minutes on the clock.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And we've done this all kinds of different ways before. Make Buzz laugh.
Right.
Make Rob laugh.
Right.
Make Charlie laugh. Make Lisa laugh. Make Joe laugh. We've done it with my brother. Make my brother laugh. He'll be on the show later today.
Right.
But it all started with me and Mike.
Mm-hmm. And you have to make both of us laugh.
Make us laugh.
Just, one of us laughs, the other guy doesn't, you're in trouble.
Right. So call now. We'll be right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
Just remember what your old pal Bose always says. Just keep laughing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, you.
Did you wash your ass today?
Huh?
Happily cruising aboard the rudderless ship, Don and Mike.
And tomorrow on the show, don't forget, it's our sausage home run derby.
Yes,
you're going to be swinging for the fences. And we've done some thinking back in the other room there, the think tank, the brain center, the nerve center. I think we're going to go $10 a foot for the longest hit of the sausage.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest piece to travel the furthest.
Yeah. Because remember, the whole thing is the All-Star Game is tonight. And last week, the guy from the Pirates hit the sausage mascot with his bat.
And, of course, last night was the Home Run Derby.
So tomorrow, we're combining all of this where you will be slow pitch, underhand, you'll slow pitch a kielbasa sausage. And everyone uses the same bat, incidentally, a great aluminum softball bat. You try to hit it as far as you possibly can.
Now, are you able to take a pitch? You know, if you don't like one that's coming in.
Mm-mm.
Really?
One pitch.
Ooh.
One pitch. I think, well, it depends how many people show up. I'm imagining that like, only 10 people will show up. But if
you don't know our audience.
If 100 people show up, then you just got to pitch it. Swing at the pitch you get.
Yes. Yeah.
And also, we're not going to go out and buy 100 goddamn sausages. So I imagine if you swing and you miss, you lose your chance.
But you get to keep your sausage.
No.
No?
No, you don't get to.
The loser doesn't even get their sausage?
No, I think we can reuse the sausage if they miss it.
Mm. But what if they break apart? Then the sausage is like on the ground next to where people spit and stand?
Yeah, I mean, I think we reuse them if they miss, but I mean, they certainly can't keep the sausage. They wouldn't want it.
That's what I was saying. Well, some people might, though.
You think so? Somebody would eat the sausage.
Boil it. It'll be fine.
I'm sure we could pay someone to eat the sausage that's been on the ground.
Just wash it off. Five-second rule.
Right, yeah, 5-second rule. Thank you, Buzz. Anyway, that's tomorrow, and we're going to do this right up front at the beginning of tomorrow's show. The Sausage Home Run Derby, that's tomorrow. I know it's stupid, but it's the best I could do. Now, make us laugh, because we give away a trip anywhere that Southwest Airlines flies.
Wow.
I've checked. They do fly to Las Vegas.
Of course. Very good. Go out there for the big hunt.
They also fly to Los Angeles. They fly to the Bay Area. They fly to Miami. They fly to Tampa.
Lots of great destinations.
Orlando. And yes, they fly to Buffalo.
There you go. Who doesn't want to go to Buffalo?
I mentioned I could run in Buffalo now. So
pretty up in Buffalo this time of year.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Remember, the deal is you got to make both me and Mike laugh.
Right.
We both have to laugh at the same thing. 10 minutes on the clock, Robbie. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
So you start when I push the button?
Yes, the caller, actually.
Get it out of your system.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, did you just hear the breaking news about Tiger Woods? Apparently he just died or something.
Well, now, why is that supposed to make us laugh, dumbass?
Well, he was driving down the road. I guess he stuck his head out the window and his lips beat him to death.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Jesus Christ. I thought I specifically...
That's why you got it.
You know why? Because you asked. Because you said.
Yep. One of those calls. No bigots, and then we get a bit.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, this one's for you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hello?
Why are camels considered the deserts of the Navy?
Why are camels considered what?
Why are camels considered the deserts Navy?
I didn't Buzz, did you understand that?
Sort of, but he has it backwards.
Are camels considered the deserts Navy?
Why are camels considered the desert's navy?
The navy of the desert.
Why are camels considered the navy of the desert?
They're full of Iraqi seamen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Please make us laugh.
How do you make Martha Stewart scream twice?
How?
You do her in the no-no and wipe your D off on the curtains.
Come on now.
I laughed.
I liked it.
Sorry, I laughed.
Not me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
I mean, not to think about
that. That wouldn't have counted even if we both, if I, because you gave it a little chuckle, but it yeah, wasn't it, a full-fledged laugh.
It wasn't the doing in the A, it was the wiping on the curtains that made me laugh. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys. I came home from work yesterday. Found my wife in bed with my best friend.
I told her to get out of bed, looked at him right in the face and told him, bad dog, very bad dog.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Please make us laugh.
What do you call the skin that surrounds the outside
a
of
woman,
the
A woman, or the what?
Useless.
Useless. Yeah, that's right, useless, right. The skin outside the vagina, useless.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I heard Bob Spiewak has turned away from all his racist views.
Has he really?
This morning I heard him doing a commercial for Coons.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Chicken pot, fire.
Did that make you laugh?
Made me smile.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
A man walks into a psychiatrist's office wearing nothing but saran wrap for shorts. The doctor looks at him and says, I can clearly see your nuts.
Okay. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
No.
No, it's not.
Can't get there for me. Rippin' Schwab distinctive cookies like Miss Milano with rich chocolate that's the taste.
I'm not laughing at this. What is he doing?
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Stupid voice.
Don and Mike. This Mexican peasant took out his rifle and revolver, which he had stashed away, and his wife comes upon him as he's cleaning them, and with a look of dismay says, Pedro, don't tell me you're going back into politics.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Please make us laugh.
True story. 2 weeks ago, and me and my buddy stopped in the bar. It's about 100 degrees out in the afternoon for a beer, and there's an old guy sitting over in the corner, and we'd been talking for a while, and the smell is just terrible. I look over to him and said, geez, did you crap your pants? And the guy looked at me and said, yeah. I said, well, aren't you going to do something about it? He said, no, ain't done yet.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Please make us laugh.
Hey, Mike. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Good for you, Mike.
Hey, Mike. What did one leg say to the other leg?
What?
Look, Shorty's growing a beard.
What? All the good
ones, why am I getting these?
All the good ones are being directed at you.
What the hell is this?
Hello. You're the lucky one. You're the golden boy.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Make us laugh.
Okay. Did you know that 75% of all Chinese people have cataracts?
Yeah, the rest of them have Lincolns.
Buicks.
No, Buicks and Chevrolets.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Banzai.
Hello.
Hello, make us laugh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
An interrupting cow.
An interrupting cow.
Mm.
Who? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Delivery is everything.
Hello, you're on the air. Make us laugh.
I'm sailing.
You know, if What About Bob was in the theaters now, maybe that would make us laugh, right?
Absolutely.
Great movie, but sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's what he was doing incidentally.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, duct tape to the mast, right?
Yeah.
Hi. This is Daryl from Honey for Bambi. I'm calling to confirm Mr. Spiewak's reservation and to let him know that we do indeed have a hobble transvestite for him.
Well, at least that guy's trying something different.
Yeah, he's making it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. God, that's how pathetic this has become now. You know, a guy says something is not even remotely...
I've smiled more than I normally do during
this. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hi, what's the difference between a turtle and a 13-year-old girl?
What?
I don't have a turtle chained up in my basement.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Halfway.
Make us laugh. Oh, we're only halfway.
Jesus.
Hello,
hey,
make us
gentlemen.
Laugh.
Hi. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I just want to let you know that I took a big dump on the program manager of WABP's Lincoln last night.
And you're expecting to win?
Now he's listening to himself.
Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike, make us laugh.
And that made us laugh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hey, I figured out why my wife closes her eyes while we're making love.
Why?
She hates to see me having a good time.
Rob, I'm ashamed of you.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Rob likes a traditional joke.
Yeah. Let me unlock that. Oh, this line was locked. Hello, you're on the air. Make us laugh.
I'm Red, the Red Roof Bobblehead.
Pretty good.
Close.
Pretty darn good.
A couple of weeks ago, if we'd been doing this then, you would have had us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
You're on the air.
How do you refit an old whore like Madonna?
How do you what?
Refit an old whore like Madonna.
I don't know. How do you refit an old whore like Madonna?
You shove a 10-pound ham up her C and pull out the bone.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
It's a refitting joke.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air. Make us laugh.
Hey, Dave.
Hello?
Dave?
Are you doing...
Hey, Dave. Dave, it's Eddie.
I thought he was doing the Cheech and Chong thing. You know, is Dave there?
No, it's Eddie Money.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
He called you Dave.
On your Eddie Money. I get it. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Fish on fish.
You know, maybe,
you chuckled at that.
Maybe 20 years ago. Hello, Don and Mike. I was just hearing Abe Vigoda with Oral.
Yeah.
You know, funny.
Can you let me off the hook? Just my for old time sake.
Bernice. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I got one time I was out in the woods and I came home to take a shower. When I took my clothes off, I had a tick on the end of my sausage. And when I got so excited, I ran out into the living room. And there was my girl who just came home with three coworkers. I'm standing there holding my sauce with this tick on it.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting story.
You tell it so well with such enthusiasm. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike, how many people with ADD does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Am I caller 100?
Mm. Hello, Don and Mike. You know, that's like the best you're going to get if we don't laugh. If we just go,
It's not a total indictment.
No. Well, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Make us laugh.
Hey, I went to the zoo last week, and I taped this for you guys. I fed an elephant a bean burrito. Check it out.
Okay. Mike, that's an elephant eating a bean burrito. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. And now we're into the final 2 minutes.
And my mouth just fell open on that last one.
Hello, you're on the air. Make us laugh. Hello? All right. Hi, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Come on now.
Did somebody hit the delay or what?
Second order.
Oh, there we go. Hello?
Hi. Three vampires walk into a bar. First one orders a glass of blood.
Okay.
Second one orders another glass of blood. Third one orders a glass of...
I'm sorry. You're struggling.
Wow.
Disqualified.
What is he... Am I going to know the third one ordered?
Sorry, we'll never know.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, I'm a blind guy, and earlier this summer, I moved into a new apartment complex, and I was walking around trying to find the exit to go to the main road to go to the store, and came across a guy doing a riding mower. And I tried to get his attention. I said, excuse me, sir, you know, I need some assistance here. And the guy didn't answer me. And I'm doing this for a couple of minutes, and I'm like, why is that guy being such a dick? And somebody walked up behind me, well, I guess another neighbor tapped me on the shoulder and said, sir, there's a building in front of you. They're doing maintenance there. You're talking to a gas generator.
Wow. That's an interesting story.
Oh, damn it.
I hope you're really blind.
Are you really blind?
Yes, I am, and it's actually happened.
I like a blind guy with a sense of humor, though.
What are you going to do with a trip? We could put you on an airplane and tell you you're going to Las Vegas. We could send you to Buffalo. Hey, get off the phone. No cripples allowed.
Oh, God.
Wow. Mike, that's a joke.
I know.
That's a joke.
I know.
I love to laugh. It made Rob laugh. I like to think about Aranda. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Okay. So this lady reporter goes up north into Vermont. She
I'm so sorry.
No, he does get to complete.
Okay, complete. Shall he start again?
Get a ready start. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. This lady goes up into Vermont. She's a reporter. Finds this old codger up in an old town. Says, I just want to interview you. I was wondering what the best thing that ever happened to you. And he goes, one time this 17-year-old girl got lost in the woods, and me and all the boys got together. We went out and found her. Best thing is we all got to do her before she went back home. She goes, oh, my God, I can't use that. She goes, tell me something else. And he goes, let me see. Oh, one time my neighbor's cow got lost up in the woods. All the boys got together, went and found her, and best thing is we all got to do her before we brought her back. She goes, oh, you got to come up with something I can use. What's the worst thing that happened to you? And he goes, one time I got lost.
A tasteless bastard.
Yeah,
really. You just wasted 6 million people's time.
Yeah, he's trying. Yeah.
Tasteless bastard.
I'm not sure what taste has anything to do with it.
Shall we reset the clock?
We have to leave with a better taste in our mouth than this.
I'm up for another round.
I am too. I have a feeling, Don, the second round is going to be the good one.
Mike, the sponsors are clamoring to have their spots played right now.
This is what we call the cherry time.
Right in the middle of this
yes.
bonus, absolutely, I wish I could see the T word. This is a teats segment.
Yeah, right.
To the
yeah.
Cowway.
Yeah,
teats.
Fine.
This is teats.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. You want to be? You want your ad to run right now.
Right here.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right here. Personal highlight of my day. Because I get to say it's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't rain on my happiness, Mike.
I won't.
Everyone's bouncing from one place to another, but if you switch to Singular Wireless, it's easy to keep in touch with your whole family,
no matter where they are. It's easy to add lines to your plan. Just call 1-866-SINGULAR to get Singular's family talk. Plans start at just $39.99, and it's just $9.99 per line per month. No matter where you are, your whole family can stay in touch all summer long. Plus, nationwide long distance is included. Wow!
Right now, Singular offers a great buy one, get one deal on the coolest phone available. Buy the Nokia 3560 color phone for $29.99 or get a second one free after $50 instant rebates and 2-year service agreements. Buy one, get one free wireless phones. What could be cooler than that? Better go to the slug.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details.
I didn't mean any person. That's like a slug line.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's Tuesday, right?
They're not here to make fun, not here to replace. They just want to bring back some memories. Don and Mike.
All right, let's give this one more round, okay?
This song is making me laugh. This is a funny song.
I used to really be into this.
What is it?
Switching to Glide by the Kings.
Ah.
Any chick can be directed, Mike. Bow, bow, bow. It's from the 80s. I'm sure we played it at Wava.
I don't seem to remember it. Maybe I'm blocking it.
As I recall, there was a second part to it. It was like one of those We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions okay. thing. Where
right.
It was like half of the song.
The Kings?
Yes. Half the song on one side of the record and half on the other.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. The Kings. Chris Webber. Vladdy Divac.
Uh-huh. Not the Little Kings.
No, the Sacramento Kings.
They broke up, you know.
Oh, no. Really, the Dwarfin Band?
Yeah, the Elfin Band broke up.
Oh, how'd you hear that?
Scott hangs out, like, with people I hang out with, and I heard it through the grapevine.
Just gave my thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if that was on Vegas Lab, that would kill me.
That is most excellent.
Give me a thumbs up. You're right.
You hang out with the same people as God.
I'm pathetic.
Excellent. Make us laugh. 877-365-3636. Robbie.
The Kings. That was from the summer of 1980, and the flip, which also hit, was The Beat Goes On.
Yeah, the beat goes on, and then it went right into Switching to Glide.
Uh-huh.
So I guess maybe I didn't play that with you.
No.
If I played that by myself.
Absolutely.
When I was BM, before Mike.
Right.
Now, Rob, only 10 more minutes.
Oh, he's already gone.
He went back in the other room to get
he's gone.
DJ Handler.
He is gone.
You,
10 minutes on the clock.
You're gone. All right, here we go. And
it's going to work this time.
Uh-huh. Don and Mike Show, make us laugh. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I'm in Sacramento, and KHDK is really promoting your visit out here. They're actually saying, come see Don Geronimo as he helps celebrate 10 wonderful years on KHDK.
Have we really been on that station for 10 years?
That doesn't surprise me.
That's the funny part. I don't think you have, but that's what they're saying.
Oh, okay, so it's a joke, huh?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, maybe we have been on that station for 10 years,
probably.
Now that you think about it.
Probably.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I brought my wife home from the hospital the other day after having our third child. First thing she says when she walks in the house, I think I'm going to go stretch out on the couch. So I says to her, geez, woman, don't you think you're stretched out enough?
I like the little laugh that he gave himself.
Half laugh, half pant. Like, Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Skeeter from Dr. Skeeter's Seafood House, where we're proud to serve fresh calamari, as long as I keep doing circumcisions.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Charlie Broyhill's definition of indefinitely?
What?
If his balls are hitting against Lisa's ass, he's indefinitely.
We've had that one. Had that one before. Hi, Don and Mike Show. That might have been deleted out,
probably.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, if you went camping and you woke up in the morning with a used prophylactic hanging out of your bloody no-no, would you tell anyone?
Old joke. Yeah, I'm not going to play
it. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, hello. A bit of a long joke for you, but reporter goes out to the...
Sorry.
No long one.
But thanks for the advance warning.
Don made me laugh.
Bit of a long joke for you, but... Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
According to Amy Vanderbilt, do you tip in a motel just as you would in a hotel?
Is the guy playing like a Peter Marshall type? Oh.
Can you play it again, please? Because we didn't hear the punchline.
He said for a half an hour.
Can you play the sample again?
I'll do my best.
Okay.
Because, you know.
You got a Hollywood Squares thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like classic Hollywood Squares?
Yes.
From back when we were kids?
Yes.
Zinger.
All right, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Come on. Come on now.
It was a novel concept. You probably won't win, but we want to hear it anyway.
It's not working.
I thought I recognized Peter Marshall.
Not working.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Nice concept, though.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Fumbles.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
What's the hardest part about eating a vegetable?
What?
Getting her back in the wheelchair.
Old.
Well, at least a girl said it, though.
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
What's the German word for virgin?
What is the what word? The German word?
For virgin.
What is the German word for virgin?
Guten Tag.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hello.
We've only got 3 minutes left, or that's
three minutes in.
Oh, we've still got 7 minutes
in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, make us laugh.
Yes.
Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Sorry, unless you were doing that as a gag. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, make us laugh.
Yeah, Don, Mike, and Lisa are stranded on a desert island. After 2 weeks, Lisa's so embarrassed by what she's doing, she kills herself. After 2 weeks, Don and Mike are so embarrassed by what they're doing, they bury her.
Hi, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
So you get it?
Necrophilia.
With Lisa, who would be dead.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, why did the pervert cross the road?
Why?
Because his meat whistle was stuck in the chicken.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Okay, a black guy goes into an antique store and finds a lamp and rubs it. A genie pops out and says, okay, I'm going to grant you 3 wishes. Black guy says, okay, number 1, I want to be white. Number 2, I want to have wings. And number 3, I want to be popular with the ladies. So the genie turns him into a maxi pet.
Nice reading, honey. It's very nice. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
People.
Hello, make us laugh, please.
Hello?
How many times have I got to answer the phone?
Why did Helen Keller's dog run away?
Why?
You would run away, too, if your name was...
If there hadn't been the delay.
He might have had a chance because we love us the Helen Keller joke.
But now that's it. That Helen Keller load has been spent.
Wasn't there a Helen Keller winner?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was. It was an original Helen Keller joke.
Yeah, right. Doodle.
Hello, Don and Mike. No, there's one after that.
No, there was the convenience store.
Ah. Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm laughing about that.
Make us laugh. Hello.
You stole my Don and Mike.
What, Robbie?
Halfway
mark.
Hi there. Make us laugh.
Come on.
Why is Helen Keller's dog's leg yellow?
No.
Dumbass.
Helen Keller jokes. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Make us laugh.
Hello. Boy goes up to his father to ask the difference between potentially and realistically. Father says, go ask your mother if she'll sleep with Denzel Washington for $1 million. Then ask your sister if she'll sleep with Puff Daddy for $1 million. Boy does as he's asked. His mother says, sure, of course I would. Asked his sister, she said, sure, in a minute. Thinks about it for a few days, goes back to his father, says, I know the difference. Potentially, we're sitting on $2 million. Realistically, We're living with a couple of hoes.
Once again, a black man.
Wow. Oh, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hey, what do you do with an elephant with three balls?
What?
You walk him and pitch to the rhino.
Hello, Don and Mike, please make us laugh.
I'm holding to tell a joke.
What?
No, come on, you know you're on the air. Yeah, hello. That's his bit.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know, but it's you know, we need to have somebody step up.
Hello, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, why do black people stink?
Why?
So blind people can hate them, too.
Oh, stink. I thought you said think.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. You know, we don't like that crap, really.
Yeah. I mean, I shouldn't have said anything.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, make us laugh.
Hey, what's one of the few things better than receiving a BJ?
What's one of the few things better than receiving a BJ?
Never hearing Robert the Angry Mailman on your show again.
Oh, God.
That's what your mom said to me.
Now, that's not fair.
Once again, a black man.
He just hangs up. Hello, Don and Mike.
Guy walks up to a girl behind the counter, asks for a pound of sausage. Polish sausage. She goes, Polish sausage, are you Polish? He goes, no, but if I asked for Italian sausage, would you ask if I was Italian? If I asked for a taco, would you ask if I was Mexican? She goes, no, sir, this is a hardware store.
Hi, Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hey, Mike, it's Fumbles again. Let me try this.
According to Amy Vanderbilt, do you tip in a motel just as you would in a hotel?
For a half an hour?
Which guy is it? Is that Rip Taylor? Is it Rip Taylor?
I don't know. I think it's
Paul
Lynn.
Paul Lynn. He was called in to block.
How did you get through again? Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. Oh, I know. He's calling on the local line.
Ah.
The numbers no one uses. Hello.
True.
Yeah, you keep it in your butt and it belongs to Mike.
What? I don't get it.
Right, Buzz. Right now, 6 million people scratching their heads. Oh, there's the 2 minute warning. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. You know, we've done this before, but we've not had a winner. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, I had a near-death experience last week. And
I'm having one right now.
I made it all the way to heaven, and heaven had clocks hanging everywhere, millions and millions of clocks. And I said to the angel, what are all these clocks for? And he said, there's a clock for everybody down on earth. And whenever they play with themselves, the hour hand just jumps around an hour. And I saw yours, Don, and whoop. I saw yours, Mike, once in a while, whoop, whoop. I said, hey, I don't see Rob Spiewak's clock anywhere. Where is it? He said, the Lord keeps that one in his office. He uses it for a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that one.
Right, yeah.
Bye, guys.
So long.
Don and Mike, hello, make us laugh.
Yeah, this is Chris in Sacramento.
Don't care, make us laugh.
There's a couple driving from Oregon to California. They're just about to the state line. The skunk runs out in front of them. They run over the skunk. Well, the wife starts flipping out. He's got to turn around and see if the skunk's dead. As he turns around, he shines his headlights on the dead skunk. Little baby skunk runs out. She's all, oh, my God, we've got to try to save that skunk. So he stops, picks it up, hands it to her.
Too urgent. I mean, we're in a state of emergency now.
Yes, we are.
We got like less than a minute left, and that guy's just prattling on. Hello.
Pull the ripcord on it.
Make us laugh.
All right. I go to Taco Bell. I ask for no lettuce on my tacos. And then I get into the drive-thru, and the guy says, we're all out of meat, so we gave you lettuce.
The guy says what?
He says, we're all out of meat, so he gave you lettuce, and that's a true story.
Wow.
I asked for no lettuce, and he gave me all no lettuce, and he gave me all no meat. It was ridiculous.
Mike. Hold on, I'm laughing at the stupidity of this. I'm not laughing. Say it again.
Okay, so I go through the drive-thru. I ask for no lettuce on my tacos. Then I get up to the window.
Won't be able to finish it.
I just really was trying to. I knew the guy wasn't.
He went in and he asked for no lettuce on his taco. When he got to the window, they said they're out of meat, and they gave him all lettuce.
And that's supposed to make us laugh?
It was a human interest story.
Yeah.
It's ironic.
It's irony.
Okay,
it's the wonderful gift of irony.
Do we do a
lettuce?
Do we do a bonus minute?
Yes.
60-second bonus round?
I mean, really?
Rob, come on.
Rob wants to.
No.
Come on.
No.
You know you want to.
2 minutes.
But really, this is it.
Come on now, people. You know you can do it.
My brother set up today, and we're doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger bit, so this is it.
It's really not even... no one's laughing.
Make us laugh.
Myself. Come on.
Make us laugh.
Go.
You know the difference between Neil Armstrong and Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I know. It's something about boys. What is it?
Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the...
Going
to
be deleted out. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. Hi.
Why did the Amish girl get excommunicated from the church?
Why did the Amish girl get excommunicated from the church?
Two Mennonites.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Why do women have legs?
Why?
So they don't leave a trail like a slug.
You chuckled at that one. That's good. That's a good sign.
People are wearing me down. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
How do you know it's time to take a shower?
What? Pardon me?
Said, how do you know when it's time to take a shower?
How do you know when it's time to take a shower?
Hey, you spread over bed, spread your butt cheeks, and it sounds like Velcro.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
What's the difference between Don's brother and a large pizza?
What?
A large pizza can feed a family of four.
I applaud the fact you're timely. My brother's going to be on the show soon. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Clay Akins. I wanted to play the sausage game tomorrow. What time are we hiding them?
Again, I applaud your originality.
Very nice.
But I'm not calling from Sacramento.
It made Buzz laugh, right, Buzz?
It did. I enjoyed that.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Don. Yeah. Don, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm in a pharmacy the other day, and there's this guy pissed off, like all can be, standing in front of the condom display. It just mattered in hell. The pharmacist comes over and says, what's the problem? He says, I'm looking for a condom. I want a certain type of condom. He goes, okay, what do you need? He goes, I want one treated with insecticide.
Hurry.
He says, you mean spermicide. Those are over here. He goes, no, I know what spermicide is. I want one treated with insecticide. Pharmacist looks at him and says, what the heck's your problem? He goes, my wife's got a bug up her ass for a week now, and I want to kill it.
One of the worst yet.
Well, everybody.
One of the worst yet.
They can't all be home runs.
That, you know, we've had good ones.
Yep.
Some of the finest jokes in America have come out of this segment. Today, I mean, my God, what happened?
Now, I know we're going to go to break, and every line, all 18 lines would be ringing with people saying,
mine's funnier.
They shouldn't have stopped.
Yes.
I've got the one.
Where were you?
I'll try one more.
One more. This has never happened before.
Hello.
Maybe today.
Make us laugh.
Guy walks into up to the bartender, lady bartender that has an attitude and orders, and how's her bush? She says, fine, and how's your genitalia?
All right, that was a mistake. I admit that. That was a gigantic mistake. But it takes a big man to admit a mistake.
Yes, that's right.
It probably was a mistake for me to come into work today. So what we're going to do is put the prize... back in the hopper.
In the hopper.
We'll give it away later in the show.
It's just such a horrible feeling. It's like watching a sporting contest that ends in a tie.
I know.
It's the same exact feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is one bit where I'd love to have a winner. Take one more. I'll take full responsibility for it.
Pick a line, Mike.
Three.
Which bank?
Second bank.
Don and Mike, make us laugh. Hello?
Hello?
Make us laugh.
Oh, hey, my luck's on. My luck's working.
Make us laugh.
What's the difference between a pile of dead babies and a Ferrari?
What?
I don't have a Ferrari in my garage.
Jesus. God.
I didn't laugh.
Dead baby jokes.
It's been
a long time.
Yeah. I didn't laugh.
That's why Rob and I laughed. It had been a long time.
Yeah.
Dead baby jokes.
Long time.
Sorry.
No winners this time, but everybody gets the home version of Make Us Laugh. I don't know. Maybe we'll come back to this later in the show. But certainly not in the next break. I promise you that. For all of you people that are stuck in traffic right now, I promise something entirely different when we come back.
Jet baby jokes.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Did you wash your ass today?
Nice.
The Don and Mike Show.
I want to dedicate this to my friend Buzz.
Yeah,
I know you love this song, Buzz.
I do too. Yeah, you do too.
Yeah. Buzz put that on a burned a CD for me.
Yeah.
Real faggy.
Our lover's CD.
He burned me a CD. It's actually very nice. I still got it in my car. All these queer songs that we like. And he wrote, you know, in his Buzz handwriting, you know, Don and Buzz.
Yeah. songs in the key of love.
Anyway, Buzz loves that Indiana Wants Me. And me too.
And I love this song.
Yeah.
I do too.
Well, this song means it's time to call my brother Jim. It's been a while. He's a man of the world. And he's a hunter.
Oh, my God. Wait till he hears about that thing in Las Vegas.
Mm. He'd probably be good with a paintball gun. He'd probably be good with any firearm.
Yeah, I believe so.
Called him during the break. I said, hey, what's up? And he said, I'm washing my truck. He says, oh, we'll call you back in about 8 minutes. I said, well, man, might not hear the phone. I said, listen, we're going to call you back in 8 minutes.
So, I wonder if he has lots of rings before it goes to the gym machine.
Come on, Jimmy, where are you at? I called him and told him for sure I'm calling him.
Oh. If I get voicemail, this is going to be a pisser.
No water.
Hello?
And then a water and a hang up.
Now that's disturbing.
Okay, hold on.
I hope he's all right.
I think he was just fumbling with the phone with all the water and all.
Or it might have been at the end of the rings.
The Lord of the Rings.
I got it. I get jokes, Mike. You make me laugh.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Hello.
There he is.
Hey, yeah. Man. I can't talk. I'm pouring concrete.
What do you mean you can't talk? You're pouring concrete. I thought you were washing your truck.
No, I thought I'd be done by now, but these guys are jacking around.
All right. You want me to call you back?
That's it. I'm out now.
Are you done?
Yeah.
All right, well, here he is, a real working man, everybody.
In the middle of pouring concrete, building America's cities.
What a man my brother is, my real-life brother, Jim.
Yeah.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah, I got it dripping out the chute right now.
So do I, my friend. You have no idea. You have no idea. So, I
think... You want to scrape it down?
You're listening to a real construction site.
Yeah, I'm into it if you want to scrape the chute.
Licking the spoon.
What a trip.
Imagine how we could, now even though we're adopted, we were raised in the same dysfunctional household.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, can I say something real quick?
Sure.
Happy birthday to Rachel.
Ah, you got it.
Very good.
Your daughter, how old is she?
11.
How could this be that we were both raised in the same dysfunctional family by these complete nitwits, and one of us is out there working, doing man's work, and the other one is back here with my finely manicured nails, where I drop a pencil. I cry like a girl.
Right, and you've got everything very delicately organized.
My pencil!
It fell on the floor. Are you looking for that? Is that what you're going crazy about?
Rob, do you see? Oh, really? Okay. I dropped a pencil.
It looks like you're dancing over there.
Well, I have a stack of pencils that I keep in my hand, and I have to have all six of them. Actually, one of them is now no good to me because the eraser's gone.
Oh, no.
The eraser's gone.
When will it stop?
I want them big pink erasers. Then you can still use that pencil.
When you go home at night, do you have like one of those medicine cabinets that's filled with all the different soaps? And you take one and you
wash? No, I'm not like Jack Nicholson in that movie, but I got my, you know.
I didn't know you had to have six pencils.
Well, either six or four or two.
Be an even number.
That's close.
That's fine. You know, we never really explore that part.
No, we don't.
Jim was... Did Don have some of these things when he was a kid?
Did I do what?
He's not even listening. What are you doing now?
I can listen, but I'm backing up, and I don't want to hear nothing.
All right, that's all right. Go ahead. Do what you're doing.
I am. I'm doing it and trying to listen to you.
That's okay. Now, are you in Wisconsin or Illinois right now?
Wisconsin, at Lake Geneva.
Lake Geneva. Oh, beautiful Lake Geneva.
What are you pouring, a cement floor?
A driveway.
A driveway. Mm-hmm.
A driveway.
Yeah.
So you've floated around from job to job. Do you think that this pouring cement, pouring concrete, is this going to do it for you?
Oh, yeah. I've done it a couple times before.
You like it?
Nice, man. I like it. You know, you work in the summer, get the winters off, and come see your rich brother out east in the wintertime.
Out east.
Dudes are freeloading in the winter.
That's a threat I'm ready to take you up on. Jimmy, let me see. I don't think we've talked on the air since, we haven't talked on the air since the whole Sam thing went down.
No.
Yeah, and, you know, I talked about all that on the air.
You did?
Yeah.
About the Sam thing?
Yeah, about the Sam thing. And then after I talked about the Sam thing, these are our adoptive parents, after I talked about it on the air, Fran sent me, that's our adoptive mom, she sent me a nutty, psycho F.U. letter. But I brought it in and read that on the air, too.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, it was some threatening letter. It was saying, you know, I have some secret about you, and unless you shut up, I'm going to tell everybody in essence. But do you remember what it was like, Mike? It was
It was on a, I think it had a little birdie on the outside of the note. It was one of these lovely little doily, girly notes, mm-hmm. and this very threatening note. Inside of this, what appeared to be something you'd send a thank you note from a child's birthday party.
Anyway, and I guess we've not chatted on the air about that since that happened. But after that, I've not heard another word from her. Oh, no, actually, I did. After I talked about it on the radio, she called again and then said, that's it. She would never call me again. And I said, well, I thought that's the deal we had before.
Right.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I called you when all that was happening, but we've not talked on the radio.
No,
since, and I didn't drag you into that when I was going through that with them. And I have no idea. Listen, I know this is to those of you who don't know about my relationship with these people and with my brother. What I'm going to say right now sounds incredibly morose, so please bear with me. Do you know if he's dead?
No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why, do you?
No, I'm asking.
No, I haven't heard.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay hidden, man.
Stay hidden, yeah. This is two brothers we're talking about here.
Not that I'm anxious to find out, you know. As a matter of fact, I said to her, you know, do you want me to come down there? And she said no. The only thing she wanted me to do was call him and apologize to him.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that. Oh, your father always loved you. Past tense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I'm telling you, these people that adopted us, they're nuts. They are just freaking...
Goofy, man.
Just freaking nuts.
Through all that, you guys have maintained a pretty good bond over
the
years.
Yes, we have. Oh, yeah. Yes, we have. We could not be more different, but this has brought us together. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Here's something else we can bond on now.
Uh-oh.
I'm super into NASCAR.
Are you really?
Guess who my favorite driver is?
Jeff Gordon.
No, he's a faggot. Guess who?
No, he is not.
Guess
the guy came in fourth place this weekend in Chicago.
Guess who? In Chicago.
He's second in the points lead.
In Chicago. At the Tropicana. I saw it. But guess who my favorite driver is?
Dale Jr.
Come on. I'm not that pedestrian, but he's famous.
Who?
Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart? Yeah, man.
I love him.
He's got a good cocky attitude.
What about Bobby Labonte?
Bobby Labonte. Bobby Labonte in the Interstate Batteries car.
Yeah.
What about Jimmy Johnson?
I don't follow him too much. I like Mark Martin, Jeff Gordon.
I like the guy in the Viagra car. Who's that?
Yeah, that's Mark Martin.
Number six car.
Yeah,
and
Mark
I love the fact
he's
that
good.
Some of those guys, if you watch NASCAR, they say they try not to get the sponsor's name in.
Right.
But then, like, if the guy gets in a wreck or he gets going, they go, you know, hey, there's Dale Jr. in the Budweiser car.
Right.
There's so-and-so in the singular wireless car. They never, this guy number six, they never say, hey, he's in the Make Your D Hard car.
He's coming into that turn really hard in the Viagra car.
They never say that. I do think it's funny that every time I watch, though, the satellite radio, the thing that's supposed to be the next big thing, which incidentally isn't.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell you about that.
That car always.
Man,
that car
if you're
always,
really getting into it, you can get that thing now, that thing, that in-car pass.
Anyway,
have you seen that?
Hold on, let me just finish that thought. That car always crashes, and I look at that as a sign from God.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think so.
About satellite radio. Are you talking about that AOL thing, Jimmy?
Well, it's on NASCAR.com too. Plus, it's on Time Warner through that cable that we got.
So you
can get it, you know.
You hear the drivers talking and stuff.
Yeah, and you can see their what do they call it, telemetry stuff and all that. All that good stuff.
Now look at this bonding going on.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah,
I'd like to try that, though, man. Hey, maybe you and I could go down to one of them NASCAR driving schools together.
You'd love that.
I would.
Oh, I'd love it.
It'd be great.
I really would. You know, we always have people calling us and telling us that we could come, like, to Dover and drive at the NASCAR track there.
I do that.
Oh, man.
I would love to do that. You know, I did the Richard Petty driving experience. It was a touristy thing down in Disney World, and you know, you go out on a real, you know, a half track, but it was a lot of fun, about 140 miles an hour. Very cool.
So you like, you mean to tell me you, my brother, you like Jeff Gordon?
Oh yeah.
He's like your number one guy?
Jeff Gordon.
Is he your number one guy?
To me, he is. The dude's got talent, you know, if he's fag or not, I don't care.
Jimmy,
he's got talent, man.
He's a rainbow warrior. And
he's got talent, so you can't deny that.
Incidentally, he's not a fag. But can you tell me anybody else, any other performer who's gay, who you admire?
No.
Really?
No.
Think about it. Think about it, Jim. Can you think of anybody in the entertainment industry who is gay?
Not right offhand.
Do you ever watch Will and Grace?
No.
Do you like Nathan Lane?
No.
Have you ever been to an Elton John concert?
No.
Elton John
is a gay.
Oh, well, yeah, I like some of his music.
There you go. Found one.
Yeah, okay. You got me. Okay.
Hey, did Jeff Gordon ever win Gaytona?
Yeah, he's won Daytona.
No, Gaytona.
No, I don't know about that, man.
Gaytona. So what have you been doing besides the obvious hard back-breaking work that you're doing? Fathering any children?
It's not hard. I just sit on my ass and work the controls in the truck.
Cool. Hold on, Mike.
You don't think I'd have a hard job, do you?
Mike had a very important question.
Have we fathered any children lately?
No.
Outstanding.
No.
Good for you.
Outstanding. How are things with the plaintiffs?
We go to court Friday morning. So if you want an update, I can call you Friday afternoon.
Make it happen. What have you been doing? Well, I mean, like, what do you do now on the weekends in the summer?
Go to Lake Michigan, ride my bicycle, run my boats, play on the computer.
You have remote control boats, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I recently, Jim, got into that, remote control boats. You have, like, really elaborate ones, though, right? Real expensive ones?
Well, they're
ones?
Not elaborate. I got the nitro burners.
And how fast do your boats go?
My biggest one will do about 45.
Oh, my God. I want one.
Oh, they're cool, man. Get one. I'll come out. I'll fly out and help you set it up.
All right.
Very good. You'll find it with my brother. Anything that you like, he says, yeah, and it's always followed by, I'll fly out there. Anything you like.
Just have the plane ticket waiting in the air. I'll fly out.
So you're driving the truck. Are you still with the same woman?
Yeah.
And things are good?
Yeah.
All right. Any complaints? Anything you need to get off your chest before I give you a current events quiz here?
I can't do that. I got to finish out washing out my truck. Okay. I can't do the current events quiz.
Oh, well, just real fast. Can you?
No, I can't. I can't. I'm going to get in trouble.
All right, dude. Listen.
I can't lose my job because then I'll be out there to freeload off.
I know. Just one question. Can you tell me the number one movie in America starring Johnny Depp?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, winner. Winner every time.
Go clean out your truck.
Johnny Depp, I hear, is a stoner, too.
I keep telling you to give up that weed.
Stoner.
I study hard every day.
I know you keep, you know, my brother gets drug tested all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And seriously, I hate to sound like the lecturing brother.
Right.
But I am. I had to learn the
I study every day.
But I had to learn my lesson the hard way. I had to learn the hard way, dude. You're over 40 years old. You got to stop smoking pot.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
Stop smoking.
Well, then I'll start drinking then.
Hey, that's fine.
That's fine. Just don't drink and drive.
Okay.
But you should start drinking.
Okay.
And stop smoking pot.
Hey, I like the Mike's Hard Lemonade, though. Those are good.
See?
You used to like those, Don.
I like them, but I like putting vodka in them.
Oh, yeah. Put a little extra twist of lemon in there. Ooh, good stuff.
Make it into Mike's Harder Lemonade.
Yeah.
All right, well then, Jimmy, you hang in there, and I'll talk to you this... No, I can't talk to you this weekend. I'm going to Sacramento. Boy, am I lucky.
Oh, man, that's where I was born.
Sacramento?
Fly me out.
Really?
You learned something. What did I tell you with him, though? Everything.
Right.
Where I was born. Fly me out.
Fly me out.
Fly me out.
Yes, Robin.
Right, well, you want me to call you Friday for an update?
Yeah, call Friday for the update. And before you go, any words of wisdom, Jimmy?
Oh, man. Don't smoke that weed.
There you go.
Words
to live
by.
For me.
Yeah, call Friday. What? Call Friday. And give us the update about what happened in court.
Yeah, if I can get out of court, they don't throw me in the pokey.
No, no, they're not going to throw you in the pokey.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, you're innocent.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know what are you going to court for again? Do you want to say on the radio? Is it something to do with...
It's for that paternity suit.
Oh, right.
I don't know what we're supposed to do, so...
That suit...
I'll find out when I walk in.
That suit that fits so well. All right, dude. Call Friday. I love you. I'll see you.
All right, dude. Bye.
All right, bye.
There he goes. Just another one of the many paternity suits. He'll be fine. I don't think they throw you in jail for a paternity suit, do they?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think this is the one, if I'm not mistaken... He's been through this before with another girl, and it was proven that the child was his.
Well, he's a fertile guy. I mean, if he was on the subway and brushed up against a woman, she'd get pregnant.
He cannot keep it in his pants. That's the two bits of advice I give. Keep it in your pants.
It kind of sounds like you both have that in common. You know, you
stay
were
off the weed.
You were talking earlier about how you sprayed the room.
Yeah, but I've not knocked up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I knocked up, you know, two women.
But I think, you know, anytime he does, you know, I think anytime he has sex, there's a baby. I think that's the way it works with him.
God knows. I love him, though. Jesus Christ.
He's happy. He's working. And I hope he stays on the work front.
He's a good guy.
Great, yeah.
He's out there working in... we've been to Lake Geneva before. When I was a kid, we used to go there. It's near the Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, really?
If you live in Chicago or that area, you get out on the interstate, you see these signs saying, you know, very soon... The fascinating, the great, the exciting Wisconsin Dells.
And what's fascinating about them?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. You know, my parents would say all the time, the nuts, oh, we're going to have such a great summer getaway at Lake Geneva. You go up there, you're in a room in like a log cabin with no air conditioning, no TV, and you go, what's great about this? We're outside.
You're close to the lake. Nature's beauty.
Sucked. I hate Lake Geneva. I hate Wisconsin Dells.
Any fishing in Lake Geneva at all? Or
I guess. Not that my brother and I ever did it.
Not when you were locked in the closet.
No, absolutely not. Well, there he is, my brother Jim. Now, listen, we have a decision to make here.
Yeah.
We are going to give away this trip today. Southwest Airlines is giving us a trip every day. This week, round-trip airline tickets to fly anywhere Southwest Airlines goes. We do have a bit next that I really like to do.
Okay.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mike's bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, this is how it works. I say to Mike, hey, I want to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger bit.
Right.
You know, where Arnold's on the phone, and you'll hear it in a second, and then Mike just kind of runs with it. But being as it's Mike's bit, I'm going to give you the option.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to revisit Make Us Laugh? Because if not, we can just give away this prize with a trivia question right before Buzz's news.
You know, there's one word that doesn't apply to me, and that's quitter, Don. I am not a quitter. I am not a quitter, and I accept the responsibility that you've thrown my way.
You have totally sucker-punched me. So you want to wait on the Arnold bit.
Will we have time today for the Arnold bit if we...
No, see, this is it. This is the last break before news.
Would you promise me we could do the Arnold bit tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have the Sausage Home Run Derby. We have Craig Wilson tomorrow.
Is there a chance?
There's always a chance, but it depends. I mean...
Well, you know, in that case, no. In that case, I want to do the Make Us Laugh.
You bastard.
Okay. I like closure on that bit.
Yeah. But what happens if we do it another 10 minutes and we don't get a winner?
Well, Arnold might be on the phone at that point, well, mocking you.
Then we're screwed up.
Combine them.
You might want to call him. He'll be angry.
You know what? Hold on, let me ask some people calling.
All right.
And all the people calling are the people that want to play the game.
Yes, I know.
Maybe not.
Hello, Don and Mike, hello.
Colonel Hogan, why don't cannibals like clowns?
Why?
They taste funny.
You really want to go through 10 more minutes of this? Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, now that you put it that way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I
Yeah, do. Are they going to do the Make It Slam?
Yes, we are.
Listen to
this. What's your joke?
Can I get in line?
Go. Go, Bill, you're on the air. Go,
tell it.
Oh, I'm on the air. Hey, guys, I got a business proposition for you.
Yeah.
I want you to start a one-story whorehouse. You know why?
Why?
No effing overhead.
It's your last chance to reconsider. I think the Arnold bit would be a, you know, you know that people...
Why are you asking me? You normally make these decisions yourself.
Because it's your bit.
You know, I don't like the responsibility.
All right, then I'll make the decision. We're doing the Arnold bit. I don't want to do making it. We'll give away this thing doing the other thing.
Some other way.
We're doing the trivia.
You know, I'm happy both ways.
I know.
I'm very happy both ways.
Good. Well, this way,
based on those last two jokes, I think you might be making a good call.
At least I'm guaranteed that I'm going to laugh if you do the Arnold bit.
Okay. Right. And I'm in the mood to do it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I've been doing it like during the break.
I know you are. Hello.
Hi. How do you get a gay guy to do a woman?
How?
You fill her C with S.
See, I want to sit more.
I'm sorry. Arnold's next. That's okay. It. For God's sakes, don't take any more calls.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see you the second time. And there's a long line here.
Ah, crap. Now I got another Arnold tape. Take two.
Here I have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. Uh-huh. And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Please, no back talk. The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry about that. We were laughing, and I was writing things down and lost my place for a moment.
Sorry about that.
No! Come on. I love to laugh. I just had to keep saying to Mike and Rob, shut up!
Right.
I'm trying to write something down. I can't write it down.
We was misbehaving.
Now, listen, here's what we're doing. I don't know if you've heard this. Of course you've heard this. You watch TV. You read the papers. Some of you. Terminator.
Get my
DJ friend USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your purple?
Here it is right here. Where's your purple section now, say?
You know, Pirates of the Caribbean,
number one, $70 million.
Right.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, number two, $23 million.
Right.
Terminator, number three, made $19 million last week.
Mm-hmm.
Total, $110 million.
Look at it, down 56% from last week.
Wow.
This movie is not going to make as much as it costs.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're not going to make the money back.
Right.
We called last week to the Terminator 3, the T3 line.
Yeah.
And we spoke to a very, very pompous mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
As it turns out, it wasn't a tape recording, it was really Arnold.
Yeah, we found out that the hotline actually goes right into his home.
Right.
And he was talking about how it's going to be another blockbuster.
And as it turns out now, I mean, certainly $100 million is great.
Yeah, but...
But the movie cost much more than that to make. I was reading somewhere, he actually put up like $4 million of his own money.
Wow.
In the last scene, in the great chase scene.
Thank you for calling the Arnold Schwarzenegger T3 hotline. Press 1 to hear about why T3 is going to make a big comeback this week and make lots of money in the theaters. Press 2 to hear a story about Johnny Depp being a fag. Press 3 to find out why Sean Connery is really not happy being a man. Johnny Depp is gay. That's right. The big star of the movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, is gay. That's right, he's gay. And Sean Connery wants to be a woman. Sean Connery wants to be a woman. T3 is the best movie ever made because it's got lots of action and the good shootouts and the good monsters that they're all... I don't know which button you pushed. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Press 4 if you'd like to hear about Arnold running for the governor. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm very seriously considering running for the governorships of the state of California. Johnny Depp likes boys. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that number.
Hey, Arnold.
Yeah?
It's Don from the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hi, how you doing? What's happening?
I'm doing very well.
I'm really depressed. I gotta be honest. I can talk to you honestly, huh?
Yeah,
you know, my movie, no one's going to see it.
Yeah, your movie sucks ass, man.
I read an article in the newspaper that they have out here that says the Terminator movies aren't doing the kind of business that they they should be doing because I'm too old. What do you think of that? I could still kick most of their butts, but I'm wearing an eye patch right now. And I have a peg leg.
Is it because of the Pirates of the Caribbean?
What is that movie? That's a stupid movie. They don't have any futuristic robots or any of the good special effects. It's just a bunch of men running around with wigs. I could wear a wig, too. You know, I was when I did Conan the Barbarian. The wigs aren't good. That's not what people want in a picture. They want the exciting sci-fi action that comes on strong, you know?
When are you going to make another great movie like Jingle All the Way, that great movie you did with the Orange Juice Sinbad?
I think I'm going to do is I'm going to stop making the action-adventure pictures, and I'm going to move on to doing the crazy comedies like Twins. I got one in development right now. It's called Triplets. It's going to be one time more funny. Do you get it? That's right.
Who's the third guy?
We're going to use Danny DeVito and Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd's going to be the third brother.
Dan Aykroyd?
I'm Julius the Triplet, and we find out that Dan Aykroyd has a son who's just dying. To the Turbo Man.
You know, I know you can't see through the telephone, but I'm holding up here the USA Today, and right here on the cover of this, this is not good news for you.
Right.
You've got Will Smith, and Martin Lawrence.
Those guys are fags.
And it's Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2, I'm going to beat it this weekend.
Huh.
I think Terminator T3 is going to be great. Watch out for the Rise of the Machines. I'll be coming back. It's going to be fantastic. And always remember, people like action. People hate fat girls. That's my credo.
Well, there's no fat.
That's why I always insist every morning when she wakes up, before she goes down and fixes me breakfast, that Mariah.
Call her Mariah?
They call the wind Mariah.
Is it true that you... Remember that story?
You having a good time? Are you doing a radio show?
Do you remember the story?
Is it on time today?
Do you remember the story? Never is. About Arnold refusing Maria the right to wear a dress?
Yes.
She's not allowed.
Or pants.
Anything. She wears a pretty dress. I put it in the... I get to pick out the crazy dresses that she has. And is Charlie Broyhill there?
He just walked in the studio. You
don't mind
say?
Me. How you doing there, Charlie?
Well, yeah, he's
good.
He came in with... he did an IMDb search on you.
I've got a good diet for Maria.
What's that?
Better than Atkins.
What's that?
I don't give her the food. I lock the food up, so she's skinny like you. But all the Kennedy chicks, they don't have the big bones like the fat. And I don't like that. She's not allowed to wear pants, and she's supposed to stay in the kitchen when she's not doing her crazy, kooky reporting.
You know, she looks like she could do a cameo in that Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, she's got the big teeth.
Yeah, she's
got scary teeth. She looks a little bit like Jeffrey Rush.
Skeletor look.
How are you doing, Don? Are you having a good time with your show?
Arnold, I have a...
Did you call your brother?
Oh, yes, I did.
Nice. I like my... I have a brother, a twin brother back in Austria, a real twin.
You know what we did today?
Yeah, his name is Klaus Schwarzenegger.
We did Make Us Laugh today.
Did you get anybody that was funny?
No.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm not in the scene.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator.
Just a second. I got to go back to do this.
All right.
What is it?
I don't know what he's doing, Buzz.
Hold on. I got to be quiet right now. I'm just putting the finishing touches on my ashtray that I made in pottery class.
Oh.
Yeah, just
remember that? That was in the tabloids. We called that that
tiny
pot of paint store.
Tiny little brush strokes on my piece of pottery. Would you like me to send you some pottery?
Hey,
I've
Arnold.
Got plenty of pots.
Arnold.
I've made ashtrays and bowls for my whole family.
Of course, you grew up in Austria.
Yeah, Austria. That's here. I used to drive all over the Austrian countryside. I'd go to Innsbruck and then Bieferfeld here, Erfurt, all the beautiful. It's a great country with lots of Edelweiss.
You know.
That's where they filmed that crazy movie, The Sound of Music, you know, with Julie Andrews.
Do you know you're currently filming a movie called Around the World in 80 Days?
Around the World in 80 Days. 10 days is going to be a blockbuster. It's, you know, what they like to do is they use all of my talents. You know, I'm not just a pretty face anymore. I'm going to do movies that are going to show what the, what's the line in, versatility.
Arnold, what is the plot of the movie Around the World in 80 Days?
Do you know what I do when I'm home in Austria?
What?
I look for fat women and chase them. That's what I do. Would you like to come over with me? I'll send you a ticket. We can fly over with your brother.
What is the plot of the movie Around the World in 80 Days?
Okay. The plot, here's the plot of Around the World in 80 Days is that we're in a balloon, and the balloon lifts off, and I want to circle the world. And I wear a top hat with a long coat. And I have to get around the world in 80 days. And in the meantime, every time the balloon lands, I get in crazy adventures with characters to come, and I'm dying. I like that movie. It should be good. Will you come to the premiere? Right?
I go to all your movies.
T3 is really, really, it's really tanking at the box office.
It's shice, isn't it?
It's shice. It's nothing but shice.
It's shice.
Because of the shice cops that waited too long. I told them, I should make it sooner, but now I'm too old and I'm not feeling well. And I'm dyeing my hair. I dye my hair. Do you like it? It's a little off red.
Yeah, it's not natural. It's very Ronald Reagan-ish.
How are you doing today? Are you having a good time?
Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time. It's good. I tell you right now, I'm a pirate. Now, that's the way I'm going to have them marketed. I'm going to say, here's the deal with the movie. I'm the Terminator robot turns into a pirate. And it really doesn't happen, but that way we'll get people that spin off from the Pirates of the Caribbean, okay?
Mm-hmm. You must be terribly, terribly disappointed that you got outstaged by Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it depresses me.
You know, you should go back to your stage name.
I could break him in two like a twig.
You should go back to your stage name, which was given to me on IMDb.com.
Yeah,
you were sometimes early in your career credited as, your stage name was Arnold Strong.
Arnold Strong. That's before the Mr. Olympia and the pumping iron picture that came out. That's when I used to go chase Playboy bunnies. They were great. None of them were fat.
What do you have against fat chicks?
I don't like them. They annoy me. They aggravate me.
Why?
I think everybody, you know, when I was under the president's council on the physical fitness thing that I did, I want everybody to be skinny and in good shape. There's no reason why. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to work hard and try to make your body into a big temple of doom that you enjoy yourself. I tell you, I never used a bag of flour. Not for Arnold.
You know,
not a chance.
You know what else is coming out? Then you got Bad Boys 2.
That movie's going to suck.
That
movie will suck. Why are you talking about the other pictures?
You got Lara Croft coming out.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider 2.
Why don't you bring up Red, White, and Blonde and all the movies that are competing with me now? Reese Witherspoon with a big lantern jaw face.
You got beat by a girl.
I never get beaten by a girl.
Hold on.
You're wrong.
No.
Let me look. Hold on. Let me see.
Nine.
Legally Blonde 2. All right.
All right.
Well, right now, you're right. You are beating her. But you are getting beaten by Finding Nemo.
Every day at Arnold's house, they send me the pictures that are competing against. So I read them every day and see that Pirates of the Caribbean is doing good, and the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and the Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde, Finding Nemo, Charlie's Angels,
Nemo, Finding Nemo.
I tell you right now, we're going to go right to DVD. Not looking good for me.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Don, are you having a good time doing a radio show?
I always have a good time. You know, there's a lady here who works at the station.
I should have taken the Italian job.
There's a lady here at the station who I understand was not feeling well today, and I wish you would send her your best wishes. Her name is Joan Lotta.
I hope you feel better, Joan.
Yeah.
Godspeed and a quick recovery. There we go. That'll be fine. And don't go see Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas. Hey, what are you doing? Are you still listening to me? Have you seen T3? Have you gone to see my movie yet?
No.
No, I haven't.
Are you feeling well?
I'm fine.
Is there something going around? Are you taking your vitamins? Make sure. It's very important. I take a protein shake each and every day.
Yeah.
There you go. Sinbad, the legend of the seven seas. Hey, Sinbad was in Jingle All the Way with me. He's a brilliant comic actor.
That's a different guy. Sinbad's a cartoon.
What do you think about my political fortune?
I think you have a good chance.
I think I'm going to win. Gray Davis, stupid decisions of policy that don't work. I tell you, I sleep with a liberal. Isn't that funny? Vote or die.
Wow.
Vote for me or die. Don't you understand? I'm going to take your spleen and crush it into little gravy particles.
Let me just ask you one final question,
yeah,
Ronald.
Yeah, I'm standing right.
Aren't you glad that we did this instead of Make Us Laugh?
Yeah, to Make Us Laugh, you know, you rely on the people to call in with the bad jokes, and it's not a good time. And do you know why you're having fun now?
Why?
Because I'm on the phone. I'm back to my old self again. I will appoint Sinbad to a government post.
Which Sinbad?
Sinbad, the guy from the movie Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
He wears the big oversized baggy clothes. He'll be my minister of clothes. Sinbad.
Okay.
Wacky.
Arnold, great talking to you.
I have a bad heart.
I know you do.
He'll be the secretary of funny. You think so?
I think
that's a good time?
I think your movie sucks, and good luck.
Sorry.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks, Don.
Yeah.
When you come out to California, I'll give you a ride in my Hummer.
Oh, the one that you ran over your dog with?
Yeah, the poor thing. I didn't even hear it squeal. I'm drooling right now. Okay, I don't want to get off the phone.
Enjoy your mama's strudel.
Okay, gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Gotta run.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
See you later.
La la la.
Come on, you gotta...
No, come on now.
You gotta hang
do
up.
Do I have to hang up first?
Yeah.
Okay.
One.
Hi.
Two.
Sorry.
Three.
Bingo, baby. There you go. I'm playing with the phone. Get out. Get out of daddy's office. Get out.
Wow.
He's gone. There you go. Arnold Schwarzenegger. See, that was... Oh,
he's wacky.
I hung up. Mike, I did hang up.
Hello?
Now he's talking into the phone. I did hang up. I thought you hung up.
It was really... I disengaged the phone accident.
I thought you hung up.
Sorry. I apologize. Arnold was a little silly today.
Yeah.
Very silly.
It was. You didn't want to say get well to that lady that works here, though.
You know, actors, they're very temperamental.
I know they are. Here we go. Hey, it's a fact. She's a nice lady that works here. She doesn't feel well today. That's what we heard.
Big finish.
Your silence speaks volumes. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Fairboat.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me. He made it up.
Buzz.
I have a feeling you know and I don't.
It's nothing.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
It is nothing.
Right. Okay. But you have something, don't you?
Yes,
I
do.
It is nothing.
And here it is now.
Well, what is this, Buzz? Hold on. Where are we? Oh, what is your lead story, Buzz?
Yes, a Pat Robertson wants you to pray for three people to retire or die.
Let me see. Me, Mike, and Rob.
You got it. Well, now
stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on. Before we do that, you know, we did have that aborted Make Us Laugh.
We did. It was a great disappointment.
We tried it twice today, and it didn't fly.
Mm-hmm.
So now we'd like to give away a pair of round trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to any destination of your choice.
Ooh.
Southwest Airlines, your low fare leader. I got a list here. They fly to Orlando, Tampa Bay, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Tulsa.
Oh, she's Tulsa. Shut up, bro. Oakland.
Tulsa.
Sacramento, Reno, Tahoe, Vegas, Los Angeles.
The Caribbean.
San Diego. Omaha.
Detroit.
I mean, you know, some good places and some
other
go. Hey, you never know where people are going to have relatives.
Yeah. So here's the deal. We'll give you the tickets right now. From Southwest Airlines, the low-fare leader. But you have to listen to the entire show today.
Right.
I have a trivia question. Only one person will get a chance to win.
And we mean it this time.
Really, don't call unless you've listened to the whole show today.
Don't be greedy and try to, you know, think you're going to get lucky.
I'm going to ask a question about something we did over an entire segment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. And if you get it wrong, you're really going to piss me off.
Yeah, so don't do that.
So be the 100th caller, and we'll be right back. And that was very
professional, huh?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A lifestyle-oriented program, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, please remember that on tomorrow's show, we're combining all of the best from baseball this week. You had the guy with the Pirates who hit the sausage mascot.
Yep.
Right. Had the home run derby last night.
Mm-hmm.
You have the BS All-Star game tonight.
Right.
This time it counts.
Hey, this time it counts.
It's career. Anyway, tomorrow on the show, it's our sausage home run derby,
uh-huh,
where you take your spot in the batter's box,
right,
and slow pitch underhand, you will be pitched a kielbasa sausage.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got to hit it as far as you can, and the biggest chunk that flies the farthest wins.
$10 a foot.
Wow.
So we're getting it all together tomorrow. The sausage incident. Uh-huh.
As we celebrate the great American pastime.
The home run derby and the suck-ass all-star game. Right. All of that on tomorrow's episode.
Yes, and it's a chance to just, trash the yard for food.
Yeah, and have people, just smashing salamis that are being thrown at them.
Beat the sausage
with our baseball bat. Come out and beat your meat.
There you go. There's the name. It's the Beat Your Meat Show.
But don't do it on the toilet seat.
No, no.
Did you ever say that when you were a kid?
I did indeed. I said all those things.
Call 100, just ahead of Buzz's news.
Mm-hmm.
Now, please, caller 100, make sure you've listened to the whole GD show today.
No cheating.
Okay? Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi.
Calling to win.
Yes, yes, sir. Have you listened to the whole show?
I sure have.
This is a very easy question.
I'm ready.
We devoted an entire segment today to a brand new growth industry in Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's definitely Bambi hunting.
Yeah, there you go.
You did it.
No hesitation. We got a big winner. That's right, hunting for Bambi.
Nice.
We're still waiting to hear, incidentally, from them to send Dennis Murphy out there. What is your name?
Jim.
And Jim, where are you from?
Fairfax.
Jim, wow, you want to get out of here then. You won round-trip airline tickets to fly on Southwest Airlines to the destination of your choice. Convenient nonstop flights nationwide, including great service to Florida, plus everywhere in California. Southwest Airlines, your low-fare leader. Southwest flies to 58 cities in 30 states. Have a great time.
Woohoo!
There you go. Any idea where you're going to go?
I think it must be Vegas and do some hunting.
There you go. Vegas and hunting. Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Hold on just a second. We'll have another one of these trips to give away tomorrow. As a matter of fact, every day this week on the show. Time for Buzz's news and comment now.
Someone called for a doctor.
Brought to you by Vermax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Available at 35,000 retail locations. New double-strength Vermax Ultra. Get it now by calling 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Call now, 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here is Buzz with something about, I think, the three wise men. That was your tease, right?
Well, something about that. Pat Robertson and three
hold
men.
On. Yeah, hold on,
buddy. Oh, here's a bowl. Here we got something for free.
Oh!
Man.
Okay. That's good.
Send that down to the lab. Rich. Rich and creamy goodness.
Send that out to the fans.
Yep.
Ah, that's good.
Three men who Pat Robertson doesn't think are so wise, actually. A religious broadcaster.
Is it Sonny, Sam, and Frank?
No, not this time.
Came up on the short end of the stick.
Maybe next time. A religious broadcaster, Pat Robertson, is beside himself with fundamentalist outrage. He cannot believe that the Supreme Court has decriminalized.
Is one of the men Drew Hillis?
I don't think so.
Who's Drew Hillis?
Yeah. Who's Drew Hillis?
He's the market manager in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's his last name?
Yeah. He just got fired today.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's a shame.
Wow. Get me Sabia. Pardon me?
Get me Sabia.
A lot of guys got their heads cut off today and finished broadcasting.
Really? Wow. I didn't know that.
A lot of guys did. Tim's still there, though.
Tell him if Sabian's not here in 20 minutes, you die.
He's got a WISP as a new general manager, though.
I don't want to talk to anyone else.
but Sabian.
I know, I'm totally off topic. I'll get back to the news. Buzz, you know who it is? It's
no.
Don. It's Don Belukis.
Really?
Don Bazooka.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's Sabian here.
Get ready, Tim.
Hello.
Fun?
You'll wish that this guy was back. You'll wish that Ken was there. Don Bazooka? Wow. Jesus. Yeah, all kinds of heads today. Today is just a bloody day at Infinity Broadcast.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All kinds of guys got fired today. Wow. Anyway, Buzz, so you had a story about three guys. I'm very sorry.
Pat Robertson, he's outraged. He cannot believe the Supreme Court has decriminalized sodomy. Robertson says this will pave the way for gay marriages, bigamy, legalized prostitution, and incest. Robertson is asking his followers to join him in a 21-day prayer offensive.
Come on, squeal! Squeal!
We're praying, Buzz.
Yeah.
Just let it go to the point where we just...
I know the point.
Oh.
Amen.
Thank God. Pat Robertson wants people to pray that God remove the Supreme Court justices who voted for the change. Of the six who voted for the change, Robertson points out that one is 83, another has cancer, and another has a heart condition.
What a dick!
He seems to be suggesting that through the hand of God, these three justices either retire or die.
I think Pat's getting a little long in the tooth himself.
It doesn't feel like he's asking the wrong guy. Really? He should be knocking on downstairs door.
I know, absolutely.
Don't bother turning the machine on, Rob. I don't want to do it today, but he should be talking. He shouldn't be asking God to kill those people,
yeah.
Which is what it sounds like he's asking, right?
Yeah.
He's asking God to kill those
people.
Or
to make them retire.
Make them retire or take them away.
Yes.
Really. I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Not today.
To remove them.
Not today, Rob.
Not today, man. In his State of the Union speech, President Bush tried to justify the pending war with Iraq by saying, among other things, that Iraq had tried to buy nuclear material from a country in Africa. Iraq had done no such thing, which made some people wonder what else the president might have had wrong. The CIA took the fall for the screw-up, and yesterday the president tried to smooth things over by saying that U.S. intelligence is, and I quote, darn good.
Hey, that's my man.
And the White House's suggestions that we went to war because of bad intelligence is, quote, a bunch of bull.
Bunch of bull. It's darn good.
But the controversy continues. Even some Republicans are skeptical.
Nice Bush.
Quoting one Republican, there's a cloud hanging over this administration. The Nebraska congressman says he even wonders if the White House, quote, shaped intelligence to serve their own purposes.
Well, I want a war. You get me a war, no matter what. I'm going to go get him because Daddy didn't get him.
I don't like the fact, you know who we're blaming for all this besides the CIA? The British.
Yes.
Right. We're saying, well, the Brits
sure
told us this, and frankly, all I know is what you've told me.
I mean, the one ally that stood by, and now they're making them the fall guy.
Yeah. And the Brits have said nothing that leads us to believe that they don't believe what they told us. So if you have any questions, call Tony Blair. Thank you. Next question.
On the upside, we may get to see some pictures of a topless Cameron Diaz. Or maybe we won't. A Los Angeles photographer says the pictures were taken before she made her movie debut in The Mask in 1994.
Oh, she is so hot in The Mask.
She does not do it for me.
I like
new and improved Joker products. Take a look at that mouth. Put a hook in that mouth.
I'm looking at that mouth.
New and improved Joker products!
The photographer says magazines, including Hustler, have offered up to nearly $3.5 million for these topless pictures. But the photographer says he wanted to give the actress the first chance to buy the pics in case she didn't want them published.
Hey, we had Mr. Skin when she was on The Tonight Show. We were kind of looking down her shirt.
Pretty happy
we saw her nips and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't want these pictures published. And her lawyers say the photographer's engaged in a shakedown. They got the L.A. police to raid the photographer's place. The police say they have, quote, some material. The photographer says he has a signed release from Ms. Diaz and that he and she were 2 weeks into their negotiations when the police busted in.
Just give the pictures to your brother.
Raymond.
Thank you.
Did I tell you that, I think I did when we were discussing Charlie's Angels, but I saw Drew Barrymore being interviewed, and they were talking about how the three of them, you know, the Chinese girl and then Drew Barrymore.
Lisa Liu.
Yeah, and and Joker Smile, how they all get along so well.
Yeah. Right.
And then at one point, Drew Barrymore said, I'm reading this in a print article, she said, take off your shoes and show them your toes.
Mm-hmm.
That Cameron Diaz has webbed feet. She has webbed toes.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to trace those webs with my tongue.
Interesting.
You know who else? Not a joke. Who else I heard has webbed feet? I'm not kidding. Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
I read that somewhere, too.
Yeah, and wings. He has webbed feet. That's why does webbed feet fascinate you, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they're freaks.
Not really.
Those people are freaks.
We all had, at one point, webbed feet.
We evolved. They did.
We evolved. See this right here? Yeah. See, that, now, I don't have webbed fingers, but that's webbing. Yeah.
Yeah, but like the webbing is like on Cameron Diaz, I'm guessing I've not seen
it's,
her feet.
No, when her feet are, it's completely scale. She looks like something out of Jurassic Park.
Well, you should read this article with Drew Barrymore. She said that her feet look like Donald Duck's.
Really?
That's what Drew Barrymore said, and they were having this, like, girl talk. You know,
I bet
like,
she's an excellent swimmer.
Yeah, not only that, you can see in these topless photos, she has gills.
And like the creature.
Wings and gills. Webbed feet.
Oh, my.
And a tail.
Evil.
Horns.
A tail.
The woman. Hoofs.
The woman who plays Tony Soprano's daughter got married last week. Jamie Lynn Sigler, who plays Meadow on HBO's The Sopranos, married her manager in New York on Friday.
What's his name?
His first name is AJ, believe it or not.
AJ?
Do you, AJ, take you big ass?
That's my daughter you're talking about. Come on. When's the show going to come back on? I don't know. You know, I was watching... God, I'm really getting off track today, Buzz. I'm sorry, but I was watching...
What were you watching?
Hi, James.
Hello, Don.
I was watching part of The Stones on HBO.
Yeah, that's a good concert.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, very good concert.
And at one point, they were showing celebrities in the crowd. Uh-huh. And there was a big, gigantic, fat James Gandolfini who had a bandana on his head.
Cool.
And a big, like, Dan Haggerty, grizzly mountain man beard.
Really?
Yeah. He just like,
just rocking out to The Stones?
Out of control drunk.
Oh,
out
man.
Of control drunk.
Well, Edie Falco, who plays Meadow's mother, and Robert Eiler, who plays her brother, were there for the wedding, but her TV dad, James Gandolfini, was a no-show.
I was busy.
Quoting Jamie, that's just him.
I had stuff to do. I was eating ziti. Thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
I'm sorry, Buzz. Go ahead. I got to call her.
I was going to say, other cast members did make it to the wedding, including Dominic Chianese and Tony Sirico.
Hold on. We got one call about the web foot and
all right.
Another call for you.
Huh.
Hello, Mark.
How you doing, Don?
Have you seen Cameron Diaz's feet?
No, but I haven't. But it doesn't matter. She's a fish. It doesn't matter. Look at her face.
Oh, all right.
Come on.
I thought the guy was calling with, like, serious... I mean, not that I disagree.
Yeah, but she's hot.
Yeah.
Okay, that's subjective. I know you think Julia Roberts is hot, too.
I do.
Yeah, except for that mouth. New and improved Joker product.
My ladies.
Hello?
It's Don, like, I have web coats, too.
Do you really, Dennis?
Yes. My second and third toe on my right foot.
Are totally webbed?
There's a middle hole, but you can tell they're webbed.
How middle is the hole?
I would say a quarter of, let's say 1/8 of an inch.
Huh. One eighth of an inch?
Yes.
How about your teeth? Are they webbed?
Oh, not yet, but I got a gig next week.
You got a gig? Doing what, Dennis?
Well, KCJJ is having me out.
Again? The station in Iowa?
Yeah, they're having me out, and I'll be doing shows and appearing at a fair. And I finally got to cut my love song CD.
Love song?
Love song.
Oh, right. Oh, fantastic.
Well, listen, great. Dennis, sometime you should come down this week someday and show us your webbed feet.
Are you going to learn the lyrics this time when you cut your new CD?
Matter of fact, when I come down this week and show you my foot, I'll get suggestions from you.
Yeah, I see you put a lot of planning into it already.
No, I have planned.
It's the usual Murphy effort.
All right, Dennis. Well, listen, it's been great listening to you. It's been great listening to you.
And I have Mobius single, not Louisa.
I know you do.
Yeah. Everybody loves nub songs.
And I'm driving 14 hours to Iowa.
Wow. Oh, you're driving.
Oh,
have fun. See America.
He's got the feed for it.
Come show us your feed this week, okay?
Okay. What, tomorrow or Thursday?
Make it Thursday.
Okay. I'll be down.
We're doing the sausage thing tomorrow.
Okay, Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
Enjoy your band on Thursday. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Dennis Murphy.
And and my car almost got stolen, too.
Really?
Thanks, Dennis.
I swear, my life has been hell the last 2 weeks.
It has. Well, it's your teeth.
I know. It's been heaven for the last 40 years. It's just the last 2 weeks have gone to hell.
And then I picked up my car today, and my tag was stolen.
How's your love life, Dennis?
When I come, I had intercourse with her, September 4th, 1991.
No,
2001.
Was that with the old lady in Arizona?
Yeah, it was a week. It was a week before September 11th.
That was the last time you had intercourse?
That's the last time that I had actual intercourse.
Coitus.
I slept on a couple of blocks.
You nursed.
I nursed some blocks.
Just say you mursed.
You mursed.
Okay,
And say what you mursed.
I hope you get nucky.
Oh, okay. I'm Musk.
Okay.
Okay. I'll see you on Thursday and...
Yes.
Yes, Dennis.
Please continue.
Why, thank you, sir.
Mr. Clooney, your future awaits.
Okay. Okay.
Adios.
Bye.
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 Bye. Shock, Dennis Murphy has webbed feet.
Yeah. Who would have thought that?
Did he ever bring us Christmas gifts this year?
You.
I'm just thinking.
No, he didn't.
Remember. Yeah.
When are we going to get back to the latest news?
Yeah. Maybe he did.
I think he did.
I got a San Francisco 49ers pullover thing.
It was supposed to be last year's gift, though.
Yeah, so he's a
year behind. Yeah.
Whatever.
I stand corrected.
Anyway, Buzz.
Yes.
Hi. Sorry about that.
Oh, don't be. It's fine.
Sorry about that.
The Sopranos has apparently been on sometime in the last year because it's back in the Emmy nominations this year.
Well, now that seems impossible in the last year, there have been no new episodes, have there?
How does that happen? Because they already were nominated.
It's apparently
the calendar year or the year in which they take the Emmy nominations, there were at least some episodes of The Sopranos. Somehow, because the year before... They missed last year's awards because the show hadn't been on for over a year before that one.
I don't get it.
And before that, the show was nominated 3 times for Best Drama, but never won. This year, it's up against 24, The West Wing, Law & Order, 6 Feet Under, CSI, The Wire, Boomtown, and Without a Trace.
Go CSI!
Friends is up against Sex and the City for Best Comedy.
I'd vote for 24. Over CSI.
24 may very well win this year, even though I don't think it's as good as it was the first year.
I think CSI Las Vegas is really the winner.
I love CSI. I love both the CSIs. Goddamn TV, they normally get one good idea and they run it into the ground, like Law & Order.
Right.
There's like 8 Law & Orders.
Right.
There's 8,000 shows like Friends.
Mm-hmm.
CBS has one good show.
Mm-hmm.
CSI.
They do.
How come they don't do what everybody else does and have like 5 different CSIs?
I know.
How come there's not CSI Detroit?
Not yet.
You know, it doesn't always have to be Miami or Vegas. It could be somewhere crappy.
CSI Iowa City.
Right. Wherever. I would like a CSI every night of the week.
And they'd bring back, if you did CSI Iowa City, you'd bring back the cast of Facts of Life.
I'm looking at the Southwest Airlines map now.
Yeah.
How about CSI Tulsa?
Yeah.
Right.
CSI Lubbock.
It'd be fantastic. You bring some southern people into it.
CSI Corpus Christi. Isn't that where that hurricane is?
Mm-hmm.
CSI El Paso.
CSI Hartford.
You're right, Mike, yes.
Mm-hmm.
CSI Providence, Rhode Island.
Who would you get to be the Marge Helgenberger for Providence, Rhode Island?
Buddy Cianci.
The Emmys aired September 21st.
CSI Iowa City, starring the Magic Christian.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're like me.
Listen to radio backwards. Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call. I'm a nut. I'm a kooky.
What are the things Sharon Osbourne hopes to...
Sorry, you know what, Buzz? Right.
Yes.
We're having, on this side of the room, I'm sorry, we're having too much fun today.
No, you're having a lot of fun.
Really?
He's a friend of mine. I just want to join in on that.
We're a little goofy. Well, thanks for the call. We listen to radio backwards.
Hi, Buzz. He's a friend of mine, too. But yeah, I bought him, too.
I'm suing the program director.
The magic is he's disappeared.
One of the things Sharon Osbourne hopes to achieve.
Buzz. Poor Buzz. You know, the reason Buzz is not jumping in here is that Buzz has been friends with this disc jockey that we're talking about longer than you or I have.
Magic Christian.
Yes.
Didn't I live in my car?
He did, actually, for a while.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, he did. Disc jockey.
He's moved on from there.
Have you heard from him?
Occasionally, I do hear from him.
How's he doing?
He's doing okay, actually.
Great.
You know, the saddest thing was Magic. Yeah. All of your air check tapes were stolen in your car.
Yeah, along with $5,000.
And a lot of video equipment.
A lot of video equipment. All everything I owned was in suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Lazy me.
What?
I just said lazy me. No, he's a good guy.
Yeah. He's a great guy. Buzz, you know, we are going to have to take a break and go back and take our non-giggle pills.
No, you're fine. No, it's just, I'm glad you are. I mean,
everything was taken.
We're too goofy today.
What am I doing?
We are too.
Tonight on CSI, Iowa City, the case of the
Did
man.
You wash the ass today?
No, I did not. But thanks for asking.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don, Mike, how y'all doing?
Oh, come on.
No, I'm sorry. Look, CSI, CBS is putting on another CSI-style show in the fall.
What's it called?
It's called, like, DCIS. It's got Mark Harmon in it.
No, listen, they're doing that to fool you. Yeah. That's a show, like, it's a spinoff of JAG.
Yeah, I know.
But
I was going to tell you. But
it sounds like CSI. They just made the name CIS, so you would think, like, if you're dyslexic, you would think that there was another CSI.
There is one spinoff happening called Cold Case.
Yes.
That is supposed to be, I think that's from the Bruckheimer studio.
Yeah, but still, why not just give me another CSI?
I agree.
Hello,
Don. I'm still here.
Don and Mike, hello. Is this the guy with webbed hands?
Frank and Dave.
Oh, no, that's not a guy with real webbed hands. Don and Mike, hello.
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 Hi, how you guys doing?
Very well. What?
Hey, I was thinking about the CSI thing. I think they should get the Simpsons to do a CSI. They called CSI Springfield.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. That was a mistake. Buzz, we'll be right back.
Okay.
I promise to be much more serious.
That'll be fine.
Right after this commercial.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on a second before we do that.
Right on.
What is this?
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. If everybody had a move,
they will make your ovaries rock hard. Don and Mike.
Then everybody be.
Listen to this now.
Like
Sacramento. What can I say? It's a dream come true.
Yeah.
This Saturday, Rob and I will be out there.
You boys will have a good time.
In Sacramento. No, I do love Sacramento. And I'm sure I'm going to love Club Aqua.
Aqua.
Which is where I'll be with Robbie Saturday night.
Aqua.
Citrus Heights. Go to KHGK.com for information. And please make Mike happy and come and scream like asses at the airport Saturday morning when we arrive at 11:07 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Northwest Airlines on flight 395, arriving at Terminal B.
Scream like asses.
See you Saturday in Sacramento. And Buzz?
Yes.
I do have an apology for you about the news.
Really?
I very rarely write anything down and then repeat it. But I felt that during that last segment that we really went overboard. We had the Eagles. We were
really
goofy from the Arnold thing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think so.
Buzz Burbank.
All right.
Please accept my apology.
Uh-huh.
And it's by way of apologizing.
Yes.
Let me ask you to join Mike O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band on Thursday night at Uncle Sam's in Fredericksburg.
All right.
And then on Saturday at Ned Devine's in Herndon.
Wow.
Very good. And Buzz?
Yes.
Half-price admission for you.
Oh, thank you.
Because we laugh so much today.
That is
absolutely.
Nice.
Half-price, that's for both shows.
Yes. Yes, both shows.
Half-price.
Two great shows that go great together.
Thank you. You are a great audience.
Yeah.
Now again, here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, one of the things Sharon Osbourne hopes to achieve as the host of a daytime TV talk show is to convince the women watching she's just like them. Quoting her, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, now I've got
Buzz,
it too.
Buzz, would you,
yes?
As you said to
yes?
me, would you
yes?
like a cup?
Yeah, I'll take that same bowl, thank you. Quoting her, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, and I've worked all my life. She says she learned how to be down to earth from her husband, addled rocker Ozzy Osbourne.
Addled rocker.
My new favorite word. My husband, she says, is probably the only star I have met without an ego. Sharon says she wants to get out and meet people on her show, which starts September 15th. But she also plans a segment called Under the Covers in which she interviews male stars while both of them are under the same bed sheet. What you won't hear is the swearing you hear her use, especially at her neighbors on the MTV show, The Osbournes.
She's a real go-getter.
What network is that going to be on?
It'd be syndicated. So
I got you. Like Dr. Phil?
Check your local time and channel.
Hello, love. How the F are you? I'm so over The Osbournes. I tried to watch them over the weekend.
It's lost a lot of its luster, really.
Like, yeah.
Even that, you know, and they're even showing like Jack coming out of rehab and stuff.
Yeah, and how many times can you watch a bulldog poop?
Well, endlessly. I'll tell you something I did see that was just hilarious. On the Bob Costas show on HBO,
yeah.
One of his guests was Triumph.
The insult comic dog?
From Conan.
Oh, fantastic.
And he was so great.
Oh, that is the best.
And it was just the dog doing a monologue saying to Costas, congratulations on your 3 years at HBO. Who knew you were on HBO for 3 years? So, the news is, will you come back for a fourth year? They had Robert Wool on for 7 years.
Wow. Really, yeah. Really over the top.
Whoever writes for that is just spot on.
He's funny.
Freaking hilarious.
Ozzy Osbourne, meanwhile, wasn't at his own Ozfest concert Sunday night. Just couldn't make it on time, apparently. Actually, it appears to have been his recurring laryngitis. One of his bandmates told the crowd in Seattle, keep Ozzy in your prayers tonight. Let's hope he gets well soon.
Sure.
Movie director Roman Polanski is suing Vanity Fair magazine for an article it ran last July. The article said he propositioned a woman on his way to the funeral of his murdered wife 34 years ago.
He was an earlier version of our very own Charlie Broyhill.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Roman Polanski.
Uh-huh.
If you think, I mean, for those of you old enough to remember,
right.
Think back to what he used to be famous for.
Yeah, right. The 14-year-old, right?
13. Polanski
13?
Fled the U.S. in 1977 after being convicted of having sex with a 13-year-old girl he now lives in France.
You are a great audience.
Well, the magazine says it stands by its article about him propositioning a woman on his way to his wife's funeral 34 years ago.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
The case goes to trial in London in November. He will testify on video. Also testifying in his behalf are actresses Mia Farrow and Catherine Deneuve.
What was that last one?
Catherine Deneuve.
Yeah, Mia Farrow. She's a good character witness.
Uh-huh.
She's not too nuts.
Yeah, really.
Hey, why don't you adopt 30 more kids and marry Woody Allen and then have him bang your daughter in front of you? I mean, I know that Mia Farrow is the victim and all that, but she's just nuts.
There's a lot of pedophilia in this, too, you know? I mean, it's kind of interrelated.
And don't forget, a million years ago, Mia Farrow married Frank Sinatra, and they were like 40 years apart.
Right. Nothing that bad.
Hollywood. I was reading something about, who else is nuts? Oh, of course, Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading something about Tomb Raider. I got a picture of her with, like, her Korean baby or whatever.
Right.
I think I brought this up the other day, and pardon me if I'm being repetitive. How does Angelina Jolie get a baby?
Star.
Really, with so many people, like Buzz and Marcia, childless.
Yes.
So many people barren.
Look at us.
Who want something.
What a Cambodian
not that
child.
Buzz and Marcia do, because they're happy with their cats. But
right.
There are a lot of people who can't have kids. And how does Angelina Jolie get one? I mean, she doesn't even have a Billy Bob around the house anymore.
No.
It's just nutty Angelina Jolie making out with her brother at the Academy Awards, having sex while she's cutting herself with knives.
Yeah. Congratulations on your adoption, baby bird. It's because her father is John Voight.
And did you see the clip of John Voight on I think it was Entertainment Tonight?
No.
They're interviewing him just in the last week or so. And he's just sitting in a chair being interviewed, and he starts screaming, saying, my daughter is crazy. Please, if you're watching, get help. You need help.
But he's normal to do that.
Yeah. And she's normal enough to get a baby like from Cambodia.
Yeah, baby bird.
The late Katharine Hepburn didn't like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone. She didn't understand how either one of them could become big Hollywood stars, especially Arnold with his thick Austrian accent.
Hey, great picture of her in the tabloids we saw today.
Yes, the end. This is the end.
She also didn't care for Meryl Streep, who Kate said was too cerebral and relied too much on technique, and she didn't like Glenn Close either. This is all revealed in a new book about Katharine Hepburn that the actress kept off the shelves until her death. She loved John Travolta and admired Harrison Ford, although she said neither one of them holds a candle to the male stars of yesteryear. She also liked Melanie Griffith and Julia Roberts. And she said she was fascinated with Michael Jackson after meeting him.
She sounds like she might be mildly retarded. She might have been mildly retarded. I mean, like, well, I realize she's America's silver screen star.
Shocker, really.
She also referred to Michael as a strange creature. So she at least saw that.
Nothing retarded about that.
Elton John's going the way of Wayne Newton and Siegfried and Roy.
Hey, I thought he went that way a long time ago.
No, he's going to Las Vegas now. The singer-songwriter-pianist is reportedly talking with Caesar's Palace about a 3-year contract worth $54 million.
Pianist.
Yes. Celine Dion's Vegas deal, also for 3 years, is reportedly worth $100 million.
That Elton John's going to do that. I mean, doesn't he have enough money?
No.
No.
Don't you remember the reports? Yeah. Like he had like a something like in 1 month, he charged $300,000 worth of flowers on his Visa card.
Oh, it's a standing weekly thing. It's like $18,000 a week on flowers alone.
Yeah, house full of flowers every week.
So silly.
Is it?
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
In sports, the teenager who accused Kobe Bryant of sexual assault told a friend that he, quote, went all the way with her. That friend revealed this on the Today Show. Bryant says he's innocent and will be cleared.
This little girl had knockers.
Baseball's All-Star game is tonight in Chicago.
Boo.
And finally, this week, a maid found a dead guy under a bed in a motel room in Kansas City. Police say the body was in an advanced state of decomposition. When a guest in that room complained about the smell, management told him there was nothing they could do. The guest says he checked out because he couldn't take it anymore after smelling the dead guy under his bed for 3 days.
What the...
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yeah, that's it.
No!
You really gotta go. Baby Bird.
I mean, face it, we did a show and a half today.
Yeah.
We really don't have to come until 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Absolutely not.
My brain is bleeding.
It's throbbing.
We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode, including the Sausage Home Run Derby.
Yay!
All right, see you then. And good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. Rusty.
I lost it all.
Zuck. BM.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.